sound system ready? Toll-free line operational?
You've got a dial tone.
Projectile vomit, man. Bucket on standby. Jack, have you got a gross hospital story ready?
Ready to go.
Rexall, grab 2 12 packs of Dr. Pepper out of the fridge.
You betcha.
Video camera. Is the video camera rolling?
Up and running.
Have we spammed everyone on ICQ? Is it working?
No problem.
Broadcast feed ready to go. Is WinApp geared up?
Check.
Anybody in the IRC yet? Damn, NetSplit. Everybody got their headphones and microphones on? Let's go!
Other people's jokes purely because we ripped them off. Originality of the product is not guaranteed. The contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged.
Why is this so quiet?
I don't know.
The Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile
names so
by the members of our esteemed
I don't know.
Wow. Still loud. You're allowed.
I can't help it. I'm Desmond.
Interest to anyone, you may be inclined to run to the toilet.
Wow.
At this
you're
point,
really
do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass
and
out.
Yours isn't.
Yeah, but it's tight below her.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Ranch Radio.
Why's your mic all fucking crackly?
Do.
Are we on yet? We are on the air.
Is this thing on?
Well,
hello out there in the world.
I
can't believe how much shit is flying around. Like, I understand that, like, all the gargoyles are watching my world. But apparently, like, I
watching too closely,
I log into the IRC and they're like, yeah, Sean was out playing golf yesterday. And, he rejected this guy because he was a Nazi. I didn't tell anybody I rejected a guy because he was a Nazi. How the fuck do these people know this shit?
The gargoyles are watching
Yeah, they're
you.
Watching everything. I'm like, God damn, that's scaring me, man. And then it was like, well, why is Hunter in cult? Why is he in cult? The reason why Hunter's in cult is because the guy grew up on, I felt bad for the guy. I mean, the guy grew up on this fucking little island. I obsessed
whether or not
to let him into cult for like a week because he grew up on this little island where he's like totally separated from all of the people and he's way the fuck out of it. Like, this guy is like completely, you know, zipped.
Well, what's this? What's
no,
this
you should have read his answers to his questions, man. They
ooh,
were
like, zip head.
Like, I let Sim read it, and he was like, whoa, this guy's kind of touched. And I was sitting there, and the reason why I made cult was so that, you know, people could become educated. The reason why the guy likes Britney Spears is because he hasn't heard anything else. He doesn't know what sex is because his parents hide him, you know, in this little fucking, you know,
box.
What?
In a box?
Well, they had him in this box out on this fucking deserted island. I mean, if anybody needs cult, it's fucking this guy.
That's right.
And it was
actually
Tom McClose who pointed
that out. What this kid needs is 2 hookers and an 8-ball.
Yeah, this kid needs 2. He needs 2 hookers and an 8-ball and a weekend with Uncle Hunter S. Thompson. That's what he needs.
Thank you, Sean Penn.
That's what he needs, man. He needs a, how you doing, man? Get in. You know? What did you say? Nothing. I was just admiring the shape of your skull.
God damn, this is back country.
Can you guys hear us out there?
Can anybody hear me? Anyone?
Hello.
I guess.
Hello.
Yeah, they can hear us, I guess. Hey, Sim. Hey, Lieutenant Major Zombie. Welcome back.
Lieutenant Major Zombie. And we
He's
have
back
a
with
guy.
A vengeance, huh?
He's back with a vengeance. Oh, good. Well, we were nice with him.
Somebody's actually
because your mic is sucking.
Your mic sucks.
You can't see yourself, but you can hear everybody else.
Don't diss Playboy Bunny.
I'm not dissing. I'm just saying, whoa.
Talking to your mic, Dak.
She's, I want her to join as a Cenobite. We need more, like, sexually deranged.
You're breaking up, Dak! Dak, speak! Your mic sucks.
So, going around the room. Look at that mic. Sucks to you.
It's, like, super sucking.
What is this? It's like the second fucking mic.
Why don't you buy
it? Not the
mic?
Second mic. It's the same crappy mic with this tiny little end.
Oh, here.
It's not your headphones. No. Those are different. You cannot use that. You can't use that. That's a stereo one. Remember we went through
I'm
this?
I'm sure everyone's really, really concerned about
No, we can't use that.
No, that's no good.
No, that's no good.
Talk
no.
to the mic.
Steve, this is
no,
the
you're
worst
fucked.
Time you could have possibly called me. My God, we rented
Trekkies
the other night.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Holy fuck, was that film amazing.
Isn't that a holy movie?
That was just great. That kid,
no,
and he's
no,
being
I'm
interviewed
the
by the Star Trek guys, and his buddy calls,
mic.
And he goes, hello? And he's, no, Steve, this is absolutely the worst imaginable time you could have called me. Slam, and hangs up the phone. And I'm like, wow, that guy's sexy, you know?
Issues.
Oh, wow, you know, it's just amazing. Wow, and the IRC has got its own, we haven't got a scroll bar yet? No, not yet. But
almost.
We're
talking to Mike Dak.
Hold the fuck up.
Can you turn it on?
Can you all hear
there we
your
go.
Uncle Dak?
Uncle
now?
Dak is back in the air. We are functioning fully now. So now
girl
it is time.
Girl on the left.
It's girl on the left. Why don't we
girl
say hello?
She's wearing a really tight T-shirt.
Really
too.
Tight tonight, and the webcam is functioning. So all of you tune
now
in.
She's doing a little S&M thing with.
Oh my God! Put your clothes back on.
My wife might be listening.
Now she's beating me,
Aaron.
Oh my God!
Girl
you
on the left.
Lieutenant
girl on
Major Zombie's name on your arm. Why did you do that? That's just fucked up. Glad you watched Boondock Saints. Sim just bought that on DVD.
I just bought that today.
I'm not going to do it on the radio show, though. That would just be insane.
Yes, it's true.
Boondock Saints.
So who here just, like, tune in, all of our regular listeners, who the hell had a chance to watch Boondock Saints? If you did, just type it in and let us know.
Yeah, and if you didn't, go watch it.
Go
watch
it.
Oh, all right, question. Where did you find Trekkies? Ominous Animus has actually been hunting for it.
That was at Willow Video. We got it on DVD at Willow Video.
Oh, okay.
Well, why don't we say hello and actually mention who the hell's here? Well, it's your Uncle Dak saying hi. And I don't know why the fuck I do that little fucking fucked up wave every week. Fuck it! I don't care!
That was a good face. Okay, and then we have Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, with my flat hair and my unshaven face. I'm going for my Don Johnson, which is more bare naked ladies sort of.
You've got socks on. You've got socks on. You got to take the socks off. You're doing the Don Johnson thing.
To do the yeah.
and
table. Oh, it's showing the sock, right? I got
you.
What the fuck? So hey everybody, back to me. I'm not done yet. I'm a camera hog. Okay, hey. So and then over to.
Sexy.
Girl
sexy.
On the left with her
look at that shirt. God, I swear, if I wasn't dating somebody,
I'd... Come on, this is ratings. Do it for the show.
I swear to God, if I wasn't dating somebody, I'd jump you.
They're trying to exploit me for ratings purposes.
Hey, I'm like, some of the most beautiful women in the world are exploited for ratings purposes.
I don't want to be those women, Sean.
But don't you want to be able to say you don't get out of bed for less than $10,000?
Quit cussing, guys.
The $10,000 part, yes.
Excuse me for a second. Somebody said for us to quit cussing?
Yeah, someone named Pacifist.
Pacifist, are you new to the show?
Pacifist must be new to the show. Okay, Pacifist, if you're upset by phrases such
what
as shit,
fuck,
fuck cunt, piss, hell, any of that, this show is not for you. Not that that's anything wrong with that, but see, you know, you got to think of why it's bad to cuss, you know, bad words. You know, that's a word, that word is bad. You know, Jehovah. No, that's my word.
Okay, so, don't summon Satan this early in the show or
so
they won't
no
stay
one,
around.
No one shoot him. Okay. I've already slapped him on the wrist. It's all good. All right. In any case, my mom said that if I cuss, I won't be a nice boy anymore.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to
is that,
hell.
Is that Hunter? Who is that? I don't know who that is. I got some crazy people. No one better be.
Who's this?
Well, we may have an interview.
We have an interview with Rob Lewis tonight, and this may be him. We'll see. Hi, you're live on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's me, you know.
You know.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, hi. It's really sad that I can recognize your voice.
It's Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Yes.
Well, That's too bad.
Yeah,
it's really not time.
However, I respect the fact that you are in fact, you know, going to bed because you have school tomorrow.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he typed it.
Hell.
Right. What if my mom is listening?
Well,
if your well mom is, she can't be listening because she's going down on me right now.
Oh.
If she's listening, she, you know, if she's listening in, she certainly can't criticize you, can she?
Listen, let me explain this for you, pacifist. This is the show that they actually designed those web protections for.
Yeah, that's
okay. We are the show your parents warned you about.
Wow, do you know how much you've changed since the show? First show, you're like, oh my gosh, talking about political, you know, women's studies, and now we're like, show your tight t-shirt! You know? I'll be like wearing electrical tape. And
No. I have to
only
change
in your little. When you dance with the devil doesn't change.
You change.
Anyone know the movie reference? Anyone?
No.
Don't let them get you down, Pastor. Section 9 is in the house.
Section 9. I haven't
section
seen
nine.
It.
Who's Section 9?
Section 9 is a friend of mine. We'll say when we're on there.
HSIA, where's that?
What's that?
Where's HSIA? Does that make any sense? I don't know. He's on TELUS.net.
Oh, well.
He's around here.
Whatever.
My mom isn't going down on you.
Well, that's because she's going down on me.
Okay. Okay.
That's great,
okay, guys. Anyway.
someone said rant
rating. Killaroo, you got the reference. Atta boy. 8mm. Good man.
Wow.
Good man. Yep. Killaroo is the guy who got the reference. If you dance with the devil, devil doesn't change, you change.
Yep. Hey, Sean, you in the Langley phone book?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I want. I want people to call. Actually, I'm totally wireless. I'm not.
You cannot find Sean K.
I cannot find Sean K.
The authorities have been trying for at least several months and have been unsuccessful.
If there is some other poor bastard called Sean K., don't bother. It's not,
there
it's
is.
Not,
he works.
And there's about 7 Sean Kennedys in Langley alone.
Go for it. Phone them all.
So you can.
Are you the guy in the radio?
What?
Look, okay. This pacifist kid is cute and everything. I've seen at least 40 Disney movies.
I think he's fine.
But he's got to be. It's got to be like he's. You're right. He has to be lying. It's actually. I mean, he's got to be like a 400-pound porn star. It's got to be like Ron Jeremy using this as a cover.
Ron Jeremy.
Cool. We have Ron Jeremy as a listener.
Can we put that
Ron
in our
Jeremy
next
is in Boondock Saints.
Oh, E versus DCM. All of them in 8mm variety, right? That's really sick, man.
Okay, we got to let people know how to get on the IRC and read all these things and try and fill it up even more. If you want to get on the IRC, we're in the Dialnet servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or you can go to www.rantradio.com and click on chat.
We're rocking less than 20 minutes into the show.
Let's go down the MRC. We haven't welcomed him in yet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get some more people in there so we can say it, but we'll do it right now.
Okay, so let's get right to the top. We have a scroll bar and it's big.
I'm like right in the middle. Okay,
we have Gargoyle Mr. Echo, Cenobite Skip, Attaboy Skippy, EC versus DCM, who I have not heard from Cult, Farbel, FT Rooster, Gargoyle Mr. Echo, we have Shit. Hellbound, Killaroo, Knothead, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Mashuku, MW Radio, Nomad 316, Nomad Buck X, Omen Anim,
Omen, short for Omen. Ominous Animus. Hi, sweetie.
Omen Emin.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, Lieutenant Major Zombie, don't fuck with the girl on the left, because Ominous Animus.
He'll be watching you.
He's already
snarled and growled a few times.
Chiz just joined in. See? You tell them how to get there, and they come. Welcome,
what we
Chiz.
Here? What do we got here? We got Nomad 316, Nomad Buck X, Ominous Anime, Pacifist, Flight Boy Bunny, Prophet Mixer, Prophet Prophet No Deal, Prophet Rancy Girl, Prophet Scribe, Prophet Smoker, Prophet Zero Star, Section 9. Glad to see you guys. Glad you're here. That's really cool. Super Dark Goal, Doomsday, and
Kendra,
who is always around. Now, there should be something. Now we got everybody here and everyone listening. I'd like to make a little statement. Everyone was hearing about the Sean Kennedy design, the Sean Kennedy logo contest.
That's right.
The contest.
I've heard about that.
Yes, you have. The contest is
tell
still
us more.
Going. The contest is still on. A winner has not been declared. We want lots and lots of logos to choose from.
That's right.
There is no one's in the lead. There's no, you know.
No points awarded yet.
Nothing's been awarded yet. If you want to.
You haven't even had the swimsuit.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, you slut.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yes, the webcam is up. And the webcam is not quite full.
Degenerate.
Oh, it is full. Sorry.
It's going to degenerate. Anyways, the logo contest. Hey,
webcam.
The logo contest is like this.
Hey,
design a logo for Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Email it to Kennedy@rantradio.com.
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 Bashukin just joined us.
What's that? For those of you who just joined us, which looks like it's fucking fat. Oh, my God.
It's full. It's so big. Well, we're growing by the day.
It's larger and larger. Every day. Every night.
It's Rant Radio.
It's Rant Radio. They're unstoppable. They're out of control. They're smashing babies.
On the front steps.
And is there nudity allowed on the logo? Yes, absolutely.
Full on frontal nudity.
Go crazy. We don't care. Just send it in, and
sex.
We're going to...
I don't care. Print it on blotter paper so we can lick it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Animated.
We're out of control tonight.
Body oh, my God. Fluid. Everybody's asking me questions here. Am I going to be at the Nine Inch Nails concert June 13th? No, I'm not. I don't actually care for Nine Inch Nails much because I think that Trent Reznor...
I saw him once. That was enough for me.
Yeah, he's okay and everything, but he's just like, I don't know. Let's see. We got what else are we going? But anyway, the logo contest is still going. We have a lot of people who are new who are in here tonight. So can we do the
Lieutenant Major Zombie says I can make a logo in 1 minute.
Go zombie,
do
the
it,
prize.
Do it.
What's the prize?
What is the prize? Hey, Bob X joined us. Welcome, Bob X. He's a guy who provides some bandwidth to us. Thank you, Bob X.
The prize for designing a Sean Kennedy logo
is Sean Kennedy for a night.
I'm made of unbridled passion.
With a date with
no,
man.
It is not. My luck, I'll wind up some fucking teddy bear leather bike. I'm really like, goddamn.
I've been waiting for you, little girl.
Without a head. But no, the truth of the matter is that if the winner actually gets a garment of clothing, which is going to be a
worn
jacket.
By Sean K.
Shut the fuck up. It's going
to
be.
You need to pick up those underwear. That's what that was about, right?
Yeah.
You get to win Sean Kennedy's underwear.
It's going to be
your choice, washed or unwashed.
A cult jacket. It's an actual, and it's going to be a really cool jacket. I'm going to take it one step further. I'm even going to say the style of jacket that it's going to be.
Uh-oh.
Should I do that?
You're pigeonholing yourself, Sean.
What do you mean? I'm pigeonholing myself.
Pigeonholing yourself.
What?
Now you got to deliver if you say the type of jacket.
That's true.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you know what happens if the cash goes short, babe?
That cash doesn't go short. It's not
it's
that.
Leather, expensive. Full length, down to the ankle.
No.
No.
It is, in fact, a...
Rancid girl, your panties are always wet.
I'm going to hit Jack with a shovel in about 10 seconds here. We need to get a soundbite of a pang.
When are we moving to the other room into the studios, we're going to have a second computer.
You know what somebody wants to do? They want to send me the WAV file from the movie Psycho, at either 2 or 3. At the end of the movie, Norman Bates winds up in a kitchen with a long-handled construction shovel and hits this old lady and her face goes face down in the soup. But it's the most resoundingly brilliant pang you've ever heard in your life. It's like, pang, thug.
There's a couple of pretty good ones in Mystery Men, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some good ones in Mystery Man. However, there's music in the background, which is no good. However, so what kind of jacket is it? What kind of jacket is it? That's what these people want to know.
Somebody was asking me how long or short to make a rant if they want to submit it. You can make it.
You can make it 5 minutes.
Five
or 3 minutes.
Minutes.
You make it. Don't make it in more than 10 minutes.
Yeah. 5 minutes is probably pushing it. 3 minutes is a good thing.
But I'm going to tell them what kind of jacket it is.
Oh, okay.
I haven't told them what kind of jacket it is.
And right after that, we have to announce who's going to be on in a little bit because it's running short.
Running short on
it's
time?
It's coming up.
It's going to be a flight jacket. That's right. An actual flight jacket. So it's going to be a cult flight jacket because that is what I want to have as the official piece of clothing. So you can wear whatever you have underneath it, but that's the prize for the Sean K logo. Tell your friends.
Tell your enemies.
Tell your enemies. Tell people you don't know. Monster trucks. Yeah. So, in any case.
Hey, Nomad Romulus. I haven't seen it before, have we?
Romulus? Oh, yeah. He's been in here.
Okay.
Yeah, Romulus. What are you on, crack? Before.
Yeah,
anyway, so who's our guest tonight?
Nice color, Nomad 316.
Yes, who is our...
I'm blind, I'm blind.
Who's our guest tonight?
Our guest tonight... Oops, I'm like peeking out. Our guest tonight is an interview with Stick Death Guy, Rob Lewis. And you can go to his page, www.stickdeath.com. Apparently he's very popular. I announced it to all of our listeners and they're like, oh, Rob Lewis is so cool.
Maybe that's why we've got so bloody many people on the air.
No, we've actually been doing this the last couple of weeks.
No, we've been bringing them in.
We've been burning
by the truckloads.
Like, most of them
dead and alive.
Let's play the cult intro just so all the people can join cult. Because we got a lot of fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
You know. You think you have an individual life. You think you belong. You're a loser. You do nothing. You're not a member of a cult. You do nothing. Look at me. I'm surrounded with beautiful women. Beautiful women around me at all times, and now you have nothing. Come to my seminar. Come to my seminar. Join cult.
You know what's scary? That guy's daughter, they're turning her into another Britney Spears type. Oh,
you're fucking with me,
no,
right?
No, I'm not. Her name is Hoku.
No, currently she's fucking with Projectile Vomit Man. That guy's mom just left and she's down there. Play the intro.
Oh,
kick him. Kick him. Girl on the left, kick him.
I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world they've got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see. You know what? I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now! I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, Flesh Trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy, and I'm the fucking man, and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need is we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves, never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got together, actually got organized? That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA has been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away after all your rights realized to be gone and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cults, you want to get involved, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Wow, that's what we just did.
Exactly.
Just a little bit. So that's what cult's about, eh?
Yeah.
I think.
By the way, some people were mentioning it, and we were just agreeing here in the room with you. We all, at least, I don't know about some of them, so I got to see the Clerks.
We all agree, but Dak doesn't know.
I should say, I don't know if we all saw it, but
yes.
Those of us
who don't watch television because it's poison for your mind.
Okay.
Pacifist, you should join cult. I'll sponsor you. You want to be a Cenobite. We'll feed you a fucking cocaine smack and nothing but...
cocaine
smack and smack.
Smack and smack.
Smack the crack pipe.
Smack gunpowder and water for
and
a
I'll lock you in a room with gloom... Smack,
smack, smack,
smack. Beautiful smack. We'll lock you in a room with Gloom Bunny and she'll fucking have her way with you. You'll have like... She'll give you a whole new meaning to the term tongue lashing. Like,
I'm
crazy.
Frightened.
I'm sorry.
I saw those pictures and
so
it took me 3 days to get my
son. No shit, Emperor.
You saw those pictures?
Castle, I would
oh
be floating
around. I'm sorry. Nothing. Those pictures could nowhere in any shape
the
or form.
The nude pictures?
No, they couldn't be any worse than what I saw in real life.
You saw her in real life?
No, I saw something much worse in real life.
Who?
I saw Crystal.
Oh, no!
And a 300-pound transsexual having sex in front of me.
Pre-op transsexual.
Wow. I think we've set a tone for the show tonight. It's a gross fuck story. Hey, if you want to do that, we can tell gross fuck stories.
No.
Come on, it'll be good fun.
No.
Come on, who wants to hear gross fuck stories?
For sweet, maybe we can do it for sweep.
Yeah. Come on.
Sweep.
Every week is sweep on Red Radio. Come on, who wants to hear fuck stories? We got it. Yep.
No. I'm not doing it. Nope.
Come on.
No.
You got an awesome fuck story.
I'm not saying.
Cat outbitten the cow? Come on. It's a good one.
My girlfriend might be listening, and I'm going to kill
right.
you.
Yeah, right.
I doubt it so much.
No, I told her about the show tonight.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Dak never fucked a cow. I was kidding.
I'm going to kick your ass 6 weeks to Sunday. I swear to God.
Thank you, Lieutenant Major Zombie, for that. Great graphic.
What graphic?
Is that the one you did?
I just flashed it on the screen.
Oh.
We missed it. We were too busy.
It was going.
It was super weak.
Super weak.
There's weakness and then
there's super weak.
Super weak. We should put it up just for the fuck.
Oh, oh yeah.
But that's the one he did.
Why do I feel
that? That's his infamous 1 minute logo.
That was his 1 minute logo.
No, you moron! It's a logo for Sean K, not for Rant Radio.
Not for what the hell is Sean K? His symbol.
Why do I feel that basically? Copeland's
section 9.
Copeland's
all, get involved with cult doing what? What do cultists do? We watch. We wait for the right moment for which we will strike. In other words, we don't do a fucking whole lot right now. But what we're going to do is...
It's just like your knife life normally, Section 9.
No, do you know who Section 9 is?
Yes.
Who's Section 9?
No, I can't say who Section 9 is.
Okay. Because next break.
That next break, I'll tell you Section 9. I don't think you know who Section 9 is.
Do I know who Section 9 is?
Oh, yeah. No, no, I don't think... never mind. Anyway,
nobody fucking knows
who Section 9 is. What does cult do? Eventually, once my fucking work calms down, I'm going to actually start putting out more literature as to what... cult is going to be doing, but we're going to be doing online gaming. I need to get some
people.
Oh,
we got some coming up.
We got some serious app bandwidth donation coming on. That online gaming thing is going to happen. Also, I need someone to get in touch with me who knows VRML. So everyone who's listening, all the nomads, all the prophets, hit everyone you know who knows VRML. I need some.
Okay. I remember when diseased pets roamed free in the IRC. What the fuck does that mean?
It's Emperor Chang, okay?
He's just having one other one of his acid flashbacks.
Oh, no, Emperor Chang is cool. He's one of the coolest guys who's not in cult. Because he's the most sarcastic man alive.
And you can't get a straight answer out of him, right?
And what the logo is, it's going to be a logo that you design. Any questions, go to the cult webpage, cult.rantradio.com. No dub, dub, dub.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Echo, kill.
Kill.
Kill, echo, now. Attack.
Oh, no, not that guy.
Oh, that's okay, that's okay.
You
I'm
can't
really
even
sure.
spell his name right. Kill.
Joins Jewickers. Once again, it's the Jewicker guy.
Echo.
Some folks just don't get a subtle hint.
Subtle?
Echo can't subtle type in kill because he's too busy killing right now.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Echo. Subtle.
Yeah.
He's like, Gargoyle.
On the case.
You gotta love the art gargoyles, eh? There he is in the halls
voice.
Of Bright Radio. He can
crawling
hear the
on
chanting.
The ceiling.
And he comes in. And he's going to infiltrate. He's like, he's got his little bomb. He's going to put it into the Rant Radio Studios. He gets closer and closer. And you can see the room. You know, he's looking around. He can see all the guys in there. He sees Sean Kennedy preaching the word. He sees Sim getting on there on microphones. He sees Uncle Dak holding back the legions. And we got Susie Pector Vomit Man with several Boris-type women hanging off of him. And he's already, he's going to plant that bomb. Oh, of course, and we have 200% sex on projectile vomit woman who's very, you know, strong and independent in her own way without exactly, you know, being a bitch, but, you know, still being extremely permanent, you know. There you go.
Projectile vomit.
Girl on the left.
Did I just call you that?
Yes, you did.
Sorry.
Projectile vomit woman.
Projectile vomit woman.
Sorry, I was Freudian slip.
I've been fucking... Me and girl on the left have been hanging out today.
We've been hanging out.
Kill. She's kill me. I deserve lashes with pillow.
Hanging out at Inky's place.
We were
He just joined. Hey, Inky.
But anyway, I have to continue. Pillow hit.
Look at this scroll bar. This is the most sleep we've ever had.
Let him finish this. And he's crawling in, and he's going to plant the bomb, and all of a sudden, you know, he goes just that one step too far, and he hears the shift, and there behind him. You know, he lights the match, and there's the stone face of the stoic gargoyle, Mr. Echo. Smack! And everything goes
black. The light goes
black,
out.
You know? Like, fucking smack! Oh, look at that! You know?
Kang.
Oh, yeah, that's when, you know, like, that's the difference between regular peasants going to kill the peasants, because you have rakes and all that stuff. And then you have the cult subsection, which is all shovels.
Shovels. Right? See the shovels above the hedges.
The natives are restless. Fuck the natives. They're coming up the walls with the shovels, man. They're going to dig us all new graves. But anyway, so that's the way it works. We should play some promos for some shit here, because we have like a million people in the MRC. There's probably a
promo
for shit.
There's a promo. There's a promo that basically that kid did. I can't. Sorry, whoever the hell did
Smokehouse?
It.
Smokehouse.
Was it Smokehouse that did for the cult? I just loved.
The Smokehouse. That's the Blade promo for cult. Also, everyone who sent me their answer to the question, send me your goddamn paragraph. If you're not in the roster, you guys haven't sent me your paragraph. You've been accepted. You haven't sent me the paragraph. I've got to put you in the roster. Otherwise, you're not fucking cult. So if you've received a letter of confirmation from me, for God's sakes, throw together a goddamn paragraph so I can put you in, okay? It's all good.
Come on, boys and girls. This is training for real life. You have to do this with a job, too.
This is real life. This is real. These people are real.
There are no rehearsals.
Gargo, Mr. Echo, says he knows VHTML. So I don't know if he knows how to spell it or...
It's the VRML.
VRML, virtual reality markup language.
What we'll talk about is after we play this promo, and while we're waiting for our man to call in.
Hey, Dead Eternity.
I'll explain what I'm talking about, what I want to have done.
Yeah.
And that way everybody knows what my plans are. So let's play that promo.
Hey, DM Chu. If you want to join the IRC and the thousands and thousands of people that are already in there, go to the Dalnet servers and the Rant radio channel. Or go to the webpage, www.ramradio.com, and click on chat. And go and ask more people to join in from other IRC channels. Here is Smokehouse's cult promo.
You better wake up. The world you live in is just a sugar-coated tunnel. There is another world beneath it.
Look, I'm starting to believe in some of the stuff the cult guys have been saying.
I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to.
For thousands of years, they have existed among us. They're everywhere. Chances are you've seen them yourself and didn't know it. A secret nation.
Our life depends on our ability to blend in with a lust for power.
I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K.
They've got their claws at everything. Politics, finance, real estate. There's a war going on out there now. One will lead them to conquer mankind.
My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
We're going to be shot. He is their greatest fear and our only hope.
If you would like to email death threats or send mail bombs to anyone you're listening to tonight on What the Hell, email us at info@rantradio.com or send explosive charges to Box 256, Fort Langley, BC, Canada, V0X1J0, or bother me on ICQ number 51558. Cash or fissionables greatly appreciated.
When are you going to die?
All right, we're back in there.
All right, we're back.
Fucking raging hard on Bow to Prophet Smokehouse for doing all that work.
Oh,
if they
want
to know what to write in their paragraph that they send in who've been accepted, when you answer the fucking question, write a paragraph describing yourself to other cult members, because all of this is about communication. People want to know what cult members are going to do, what cult is about. Cult is about you. Cult is about people getting together, being friends. Cult is about everyone communicating, everyone talking so that everyone can back each other up. It's all about... Yeah, Skip, you can break in the new Cenobite. cult is about people, and it's about being friends and the strength that friendship brings. Our circle of friends has been really, really strong. Guys like Section 9, guys who we've been friends with like Scribe, Dak, myself, all these guys, we're all good friends. We're all really good friends because we'll help each other move fucking cops' bodies if we had to, okay?
Let's just repeat this one more time. This is for all of those who haven't heard this.
Good motto.
This is our motto. A friend will help you move. A good friend will help you move a body. A great friend will help you move a cop's body.
Right.
We're all great friends.
And that's what we want to be. We want to have that kind of things going with cult. Now, the idea is people are going, well, what does cult do? Like, what do they do when they're in there? You do whatever the fuck you want to do, man. If you come up with an idea, that's actually not a bad logo. It's better than some I've received.
Thank you, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
That's actually
Did
not
you
bad,
just hear what Sean K
Except
said?
For a slight correction, there is no the in cult.
Sure.
The cult or
yeah,
cult?
Cult, whatever. It's cult stands for Kennedy's Uber League Terrorists, so it's the Kennedy's Uber League Terrorists or whatever. In any case, the idea is that people, if you want to get involved, you want to think up stuff to do for cult, you want to promote cult, want to promote the friends that are there, think it up and do it. Now, we might have our interviewer. We'll talk more about this later. Who's this here?
This is probably Rob Lewis.
All right.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Rob Lewis.
Hello,
Mr. Lewis.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Okay. Is this Sumerian?
This is Sumerian talking to you, and we got Dak and Sean Kay and Girl on the Left and Projectile Vomit Man in the studios here.
Cool. How's it going, guys?
Very, very cool. I got to say
I saw your work for the first time tonight. I have to say, I did laugh my ass off at some of the shit I saw. So it's good fucking work there, man.
That's a lot of work.
Why?
This is, oh, sorry. This is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, talking to you. And I got to say that when I was cruising around, I found your stuff for the first time. And, I mean, just like everybody else who sees your stuff for the first time, it's amazing. It's the kind of humor that you drew when you were in high school. You'd always draw the little stick man, because I used to have these little kung fu fights with my friends at stick man. We'd make, like, little boxes, and you'd hand it to the next guy, and he'd do something back to you, and you'd have these little fights. So when I saw this, I was fucking dying, right? And I'm a big Matrix fan, and the Matrix thing where you blow the guy's balls off just kills me. And, oh, yeah, it's great, you know? And it's because of people like you that keeps, you know, really just takes the bedevilment out of the censors of the internet, these guys who sit there and, you know, oh, we have to censor everything, and they need to understand that the amount of humor and just the good-naturedness that comes out of sites like what you got, it's great fun. And thank you very much for calling in tonight and dealing with us. I mean, this is awesome. Right off the top, even if you tell us we suck and you think we're a bunch of fags, the truth of the matter is that, you know, hey, wow, that's really, really cool.
No, I think you're, you know, I heard you guys do this for free, and I think that's even cooler. I mean,
yeah, we're just a bunch of guys hanging out, doing this for fun.
We've been doing it for over a year now.
Year and a half.
Year and a half.
A year and a half.
So I got some questions for you here, real quick. Me and Sim are going to bounce you back and forth. What motivated you to put the site up in the first place?
My sense of humor.
you mentioned,
you know, like, the censorship and that. I think when the money comes into play, then people don't really do what they, you know, they don't do what they want to do. They do what they have to do.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And that's why I've refused sponsors. Like, people come up to me and say, why don't you advertise? You got a great product. And I go, no, because that will change everything.
That's right.
And then they're going to tell you what you can and can't do.
That's right.
And to some degree, you know, I do the greeting cards for MP3, and they said, you know, we don't want guns. And that's fine, you know.
Yeah, you've got ones without guns, right?
What's that?
You had a problem with guns, the MP3 people?
Well, no, they just said, you know, try to leave it out.
Yeah.
And that's fine with me, because it's kind of a touchy subject.
Right, and you have animations without guns, so it's not like you're censoring yourself, right?
Is that, just out of curiosity, was that the motivation for Non-Lethal, when they asked you not to use guns?
No, that was, actually I saw a show where they were doing these different weapons that they had. And I thought it was kind of boring. I'm like, well, why would you want to just hurt him?
Well, it's funny, actually, because there was a cop in the United States who used a 9mm, and he shot a guy in the face 5 times, and he lived. And it makes you wonder, you know, if I shoot you 5 times in the face, I want you to fucking die.
Yeah, I would have the common decency to fall over and die, but some people are funny that way.
Yeah, it's weird like that. But back to you. So what is you've got a lot of cartoons up there, and I'm going to really put you on the spot here. What's your favorite one? What's the one that just you think is probably your best piece of work?
Oh, God.
I told you I'd do that.
Yeah, I never really...
Oh, come on.
When I sit there, like, sometimes I'll just be like the end of the night, and then I'll start, you know, going through them, and I'll laugh. So I like the Great Crapini.
Great Crapini.
The Great Crapini.
When he's in it with the water box escape.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, of course, Jerry Sticker.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the first one that really brought, you know, like a wave of people.
Right.
Was the Jerry Sticker one.
Like, I announced that I was going to do an interview with you, and almost everyone knew you already, and I was like, wow, you've got a lot of exposure already. How long have you been up on the internet?
Probably about 3-4 years.
No wonder, huh?
Yeah. It's funny because, like, I'll tell people about my site, and they'll tell their girlfriend, and their girlfriend go, oh, yeah, I saw that at work. I mean,
yeah,
it's really kind of strange. I've had stuff mailed to my brother that they didn't know that, you know, we were related.
Right. It's just something
about
that
5 or 6 times where someone said, hey, look what someone sent me.
That's right.
And they didn't know who they were sending it to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's something you look at, and you just have to show it to someone else. It's just one of those things, right?
It's killer level funny.
We got some questions in the MIRC here that we've got from some of our listeners. Some of them we're not going to ask you because they're really dumb.
I don't care if they're dumb. Okay.
Okay, I'll ask you a dumb one. How would you like it if God made you go through all the things that you did to your stick figure guys? Oh, that's right. You have no answer for that one because it's dumb.
Good question. I probably wouldn't be too happy.
Good answer.
Then again, if you look, most of the things that I do, people deserve it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. They're doing something stupid.
Except for the wicked hook shot, guys.
Yeah.
Doing what they deserve. So, yeah, I guess if I was doing something stupid, then I'd...
You would deserve it. I understand that.
You deserve to have your head ripped off with a golf ball.
Mr. Rob Lewis, were you ever dropped when you were a kid?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Were you ever dropped when you were a child?
Another question. The last one actually was from...
Zero Signal.
Zero Signal, and this one is from Gary. So were you ever dropped as you were a kid, when you were a kid?
I was twice. Once was intentional.
I have a question just from my own personal knowledge. Have you ever, I'm sure that you've met with sizable resistance, like people have come to you and said, "Oh, it's terrible! He's corrupting the youth!" And I'm just curious, what's the most memorable piece of resistance that you've come up against? Like some psycho person going, you know, "You're the Antichrist," or something like that.
It's really funny that I really don't get that much, and when I do, I mean, basically it's just email. I mean, no one's ever said anything to me personally.
Right.
But as far as, like, the email, you know, once in a while you get someone that's really offended, so I try to, you know, I, like, go out of my way to actually try to explain myself. But,
they usually are threatening.
They just throw them on the hate mail page and, you know, let everyone laugh at them. Because it's really stupid to think that, you know, that...
You're killing those poor innocent stick men. Oh, my God.
Haven't you seen Tron? Those are real programs you're killing there.
Really, some people, you know, like, they'll say, "Well, you're depicting this, you're depicting that." I'm not. I'm just trying to make myself laugh, really.
You know what's really funny? You, when I first saw your stuff, I expected you to be this kind of a wild misfit, you know, sort of like should be on mood control drugs, such as myself kind of person. And, you actually sound like you're a well-mannered, well-spoken, educated guy who's not trying to piss anybody off. You're just trying to make some people laugh.
He's the quiet guy next door that never caused any trouble.
That's right. A quiet man. We never expected the axe.
And one day, this button-down, Oxford-clad psycho will walk from office to office with a high-powered carbine rifle, pumping rounds into friends and coworkers alike.
The angel of death, the hour of fear.
Why don't you... do like a Columbine thing or something like that.
Oh my God,
that would be offensive beyond belief. If you do,
I say do it. I say do it.
Do it.
If I ever had an intelligent thought, it would die of loneliness.
I think, you know, number one, I wouldn't do that.
Oh.
I wouldn't touch that subject at all.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, to me, those guys, it should have been a bunch of cowards that this did that, and that's the end of the story.
Plus, it's already been done. Hey, could they show the footage over and over again on the TV?
Yeah, with Sarah McLachlan in the background.
the gloomy music and show their pictures and kind of, like, glamorize them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they were just losers and cowards and...
Yeah, because they shot themselves at the end.
Well, that's the only good thing they did.
Oh, are you starting to open up now? We're starting to see the real him.
Another week with this guy.
Another week with this guy. He'll be lighting stuff on fire, don't you worry. So, I'm going to really nail you to the cross on this one. Do you make any money from the site? Which isn't dirty if you do. I think it's great if you do.
Hey, if you can make money from something you love to do.
Hey, right on.
And it doesn't impede on your creative, artistic talents.
Rock on. Because you have some. We don't really have any. We're just, you know, want to be cult leaders and stuff. But we're just wondering, like, do you make any money from it?
I make money on the t-shirts and the, the MP3 stuff. I'm doing some other stuff for people that I'm doing a CD release, an animation for it that's coming out the 6th, which is why I haven't been updating, and you know, stuff like that.
So we'll give you a shameless plug here. If anyone wants to get a hold of any of Stick Death Guy's you know, his T-shirts or any of that. They're pretty funny stuff. Definitely take a look at the stuff on his site. It's amazing. It's just, you cannot watch this and not laugh. Yeah.
You have to just keep clicking and clicking.
It's a full-time waster. Like, you know, it'll take you from morning coffee right through to the lunch bell. It's really good.
Don't do it at work. You will get fired.
You will get fired. It's addictive as hell. But
you get a lot of, you know, the businesses that, you know, people write from. It's like, you wonder, is anybody really working out there?
Not really. This is America these days. We're talking about.
And they're like big companies, you know, that you can see it go through like a company. Like, you'll get one letter from someone at a company.
Yeah.
And like about 5 minutes later, there'll be two more and then three more. So like
from the same company.
Yeah. It goes through companies, you know, and you're like.
Oh, just spiders through the company.
Is
and
it
then,
like a virus?
It hits like a big email virus. So we got a couple questions.
There's this one here I want to read. This is from one of our listeners, 316. Do you ever plan on doing stickman porn?
Well, here's a good story.
Okay.
I actually got approached by Playboy to do some bumpers for their Sexcetera show.
Oh, really?
Used between, like, news... It's like a news show.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's on the Playboy Channel.
Right. So they're like, yeah, do some samples. I'm still friends with the guy that contacted me about it. But I totally choked. I'm like, it was like way too much pressure.
Hey, so what you're saying?
I won't have it on the Stick Desk site, but I might start another one.
Stick Sex.
So what you're saying is you're basically dealing with Playboy and you were suffering from performance anxiety.
Exactly.
Well, what is he going to do? He's like just this guy who does Stick Death stuff, and all of a sudden he's being invited over to the Playboy mansion. He's like, listen, man, I'm just a programmer. She's really cute, though.
I'm really into the pain thing, not the pleasure thing.
So a lot of people are wondering, they want to know, you're being a great sport about this, by the way. A lot of people want to know, where the hell do you get these ideas for doing all this shit to these people?
About 90% are driving home from work.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's sweet. So you have a day job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm an engineer.
Can we ask? We don't want to know where you work, because that's crazy.
About a 50-minute drive, and...
A lot of ideas on a 50-minute drive.
Especially in traffic surrounded by assholes.
I don't remember the drive. It's really strange, but I remember getting on the tollway and getting off, but I don't remember anything in between.
That's really bad. I've done that. That's really bad.
How did I get here? All of a sudden, you're at work.
You know, provided you don't wake up, you know, with blood all over your hands and you're at the front door, then that's okay. If that happens, though, call us back. We'll walk you through it. What we also want to know here is, have you ever, like, where do you, not where do you work, but what do you do? Like, what is your job title in reality?
Yeah, no, I'm an engineer. And
what kind?
Manufacturing.
Oh, that's really cool. Right on.
Yep. We got a buddy who does that.
So what happened there is that you witnessed some horrible accident, and then you were, you know, for therapy, you started drawing up these stick men. Is that correct?
No, it's actually...
Tell us the origin.
I can watch, like, these sitcoms on TV and stuff. And to me, you know, it's hard for me to find. I like The Simpsons, and I like... actually, it might only be The Simpsons that I like. But, really, nothing's funny to me. And so, actually, my crap is funnier than some of the stuff I see on TV.
So what are you telling me, that you think the stuff that they're trying to tell you is funny over and over again isn't? Wow.
The television lies, don't say it so. So you basically do it to amuse yourself, and if other people like it, great.
Exactly.
That's basically our philosophy as well.
And how long have you been doing it now? How long has this site been up?
Domain name for, like, I think 2 years now.
Yeah.
And before that, I had, you know, like, my personal site. I went through the whole, I'm going to be a web designer thing and, you know, submitting to a million search engines, and no one really cares about, you know, you don't get any traffic from search engines.
It's all word of mouth.
It is. It's forwarding addresses or forwarding animations, and, was, you know, people would... So the only thing I would have on my stuff is my name.
Yeah.
And so I would see it get forwarded around, you know, something I made, and all of a sudden I'm like, hey, I'm going to somehow get my name on there, but I didn't want to have my long personal address on there.
No, right? Absolutely.
So that's when I got the domain name.
Yep.
And, you know, still people steal your work and put it on their site.
Of course. But
aggravating.
Mostly they would probably know where it comes from if they searched around for any length of time.
Who was it that said that imitation is the greatest form of praise?
You hear that, but it's like there's a difference between imitation and
plagiarism?
Outright copying.
Yeah, plagiarism.
Yeah, like erasing his name and putting yours in.
Well,
you go to a site and there's, you know, 40 animations that you did, and that's this guy's entire site.
Would piss me off, too.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that would earn a golden pang from the people in the room here.
Yeah. There'd be a big shovel death on that guy. Well, we got to say, though, that, I mean, it's actually kind of funny. We're talking to you tonight, and our IRC chat room is just packed. Okay, we got like 40 people in there. God only knows how many listeners we got right now.
Yeah, these are just the people that are chatting with us.
Yeah, so we got people who are listening. My God, man, do you realize the golden strike you've had just by talking with us? You're all over the world.
Yeah.
But come on, he's buying it. He's buying it. But how long does it take you to do one of these animations?
It depends. Usually a couple hours. You know, like I would say on average about 4 hours.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's not
I would have guessed
bad.
A lot more.
Yeah, same here.
I would never...
Well, I use the computer all day at work, and...
Right.
you get pretty fast at it, and I do use, like, technical drawings.
You get pretty fast at doing these at work, you're saying. So you do these at work. You're not actually working. Which company was that again?
to remain nameless.
Smart move.
So what program do you use to make these?
Well, I used to use like 90% of like the GIF animations, and that I had Microsoft GIF Animator, and that took a lot longer because they had to save each frame as a separate file and that. But now I'm using Flash, and which I think is pretty much everyone's using now.
Yeah. It's pretty common. Like it's almost installed already.
Yeah. Right. But I've used probably about 20 different. Software packages, and
all of which you've bought legitimately, of course.
Actually, I have never paid for software other than Flash. That was because
that's not the kind of thing you admit to, Joe, Rob.
I use demos.
That's right, demos, right?
Demos till they timed out.
That's right. We got a question here from Doomsday. He says, "What do you think of sites like JoeCartoon.com?"
It's, again, like, I'm sure that a lot of people like it, but...
it's not your thing.
There aren't so many things that are my thing. You know, yeah. I'm not saying that it's a bad site. I'm just saying...
Stick death rules.
a little bit more... I don't know. Just, it's my sense of humor, that's all. A lot of people write to me about that site, you know...
So what was the evolution of Stick Death? Did you start drawing stick figures on a piece of paper and you just did a flip book, or how did it start?
Oh, the corners of the book. Yeah, everyone did that.
Yeah, that's right. Little bouncing balls all over the place.
But yeah, then actually when I joined Microsoft Site Builder Network, I don't know. It's silence.
Yep. No, that's what we're just listening
to. Go ahead.
No, I joined that, and they had offered, like, a bunch of different software, and this is back when, like, Netscape did not even support animation.
Right.
I know it used to be one had sound and one had animation, Internet Explorer and Netscape, and I was in a chat room and saw, you know, where you usually put your picture.
Yeah.
You know, like, where you have that option of having your picture posted.
Right.
The guy had a little animated... picture of himself waving.
Ah.
I'm like, hey, now that's cool. Little stupid two-frame animation, you know?
Right, yeah.
So I downloaded the program from Microsoft and tried it out. And eventually my guy was, you know, drinking a beer in the chat room, my little stick guy that represented me.
Yeah.
But I just went from there. Actually, if you look back through it, you can see like my entire learning experience.
You've got all the archives
animation.
On your
animation. Yeah, the old stuff.
Quick question here.
A lot of stuff is really old that's on there.
Yeah, but it's all funny. It's all funny. Quick question. How old are you?
I'm old enough.
Smart answer.
You know, I don't talk about Holland because people that are 16 write to me, and they think that I'm their age, and people that are 50 write to me.
Right.
I'm their age.
Yep. You know what? That's very cool. And you know what? You know what the truth of the matter is here, Rob? It really doesn't fucking matter. You know how old it is. You're doing great stuff.
Exactly. It's about
And it doesn't matter. We think it's awesome. I have a special... I can't even bring myself to make a request.
Oh, God.
I can't do this. I can't. But you know what would be really neat? I don't know if you take ideas. Do you take ideas?
So far, I haven't done any that I've gotten, but go ahead.
Well, we have on Rant Radio, with the sister site that Rant Radio has, we have a reoccurring theme called The Shovel, which is a shovel death. And whenever we watch movies like Blade, Platoon, Mystery Man, that you always see that there's a guy with a shovel and he beats the shit out of another guy with a shovel. It'd just be great, you know, if sometime, if you're really bored, stuck for an idea, you know.
Do
a stickman shovel death. God, that would be sexy. You know, you can take anything you want from that, but wow, you know, that'd be very...
You want a guy getting said smash with a shovel?
Some kind of a shovel death.
Preferably someone from Metallica. No, we're kidding.
No, we're not.
Preferably, you know, whatever. Somebody just
that's disgusting, and I can't believe you would want.
That's just horrible, Sean. I know. How could you bring yourself to say that?
I know. I'm a bad man.
Okay, I can probably do it tonight.
All right.
Outstanding.
That's great. Thank you for doing this interview with us.
Yes.
It's been wonderful.
Probably the best interview we've had to date.
Don't say that. You'll disappoint the other interviews. It's right on par with all the other amazing interviews we've done.
Yeah. Stellar.
This will be recorded.
That's right. Everything is recorded. I'll break out the interview and give you the site so all your people that go to your site can download it.
Cool, because I told a bunch of people that I was doing it, but then I... As you saw how I kept leaving the information off. And
That's
well,
right.
One thing I wanted to mention is for a few people, it amazes me that people go, hey, are you gay? They'll write on the site.
Really?
Why would you think that?
How do they extrapolate that?
I'm just wondering the progression of logic here, and I'm not finding it.
Actually, I'm trying to think of the most worst thing that I could have happen, and that would be having your ball shot off, and someone would relate that to someone being gay. You know what I mean?
You're a feminist, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it. They're reading way too much into these stick figures, I think.
That's exactly it. I'm like, you know, when people say that I'm, you know, just depicting a certain race or that.
Oh, God.
The girl on the left just came up.
Christ, why do you think they're blue and green?
They're like, Star Trek people, okay?
Girl on the left just came up with something just beautiful. You have created the Rorschach test for the 90s, okay? All right, for the 2000s, I should say.
Oh, yeah. See, and that is precisely why, with all this shit, that's why there's the shovel death. So these guys go, you're depicting, you know, racial numbers, and you're obviously a homosexual. Bang! You know, just a big cult shovel right in the face. There you go. Because it's just, you know, take a large over band and snap yourself the fuck out of it, you know? So, these guys are wacko.
So if you want to say anything to all the people listening about your site or...
Do it now.
Shameless plug for yourself. Go for it right now.
I'd just like to... No.
Okay.
No shameless plugs. Okay,
I do have to mention Wayne Reeves did the song for me and Two Drunks did a song and, you know, I've had people send me music that I think is pretty cool. I haven't used all of it.
That's very cool. People have dedicated, made music specifically for you
and
your
site. That's very cool.
Right. And it's, you know, I hope to get around to using it all. Some of it, you know, is a little less than great, but I hate to say that.
But it's all nice that they're actually doing it for you.
It's very cool, and that's why
It's amazing that people put that effort into what's something that you've done yourself, too, and they're dedicated enough, because I know a lot of people submit stuff to us, too, Rant Radio and our show, and it's amazing, the interactivity.
It's very cool. I mean, you get mail from, like, all over the world, and
It's very satisfying, isn't
it? I get thousands of letters from cops. You guys want to talk about, you know, people who are disturbed.
I mean,
tens of thousands of letters from cops, and they all have, like, the same mentality. I think, you know, I missed my calling or something. I should have been a cop, I think.
I got a joke for you, Rob. This is a joke a cop gave to me. How many cops does it take to throw a punk down a flight of stairs?
I have no idea.
None. He tripped.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to get you to say, oh, what the hell, and then we're going to hang up on
shameless
you.
Plug.
Shameless plug.
Hi, I'm Rob Lewis from Stick Death, and I listen to Rant Radio.
Just like on a real radio, you know.
You need, like, a little sound clip?
Just bingo.
Something that says Rant Radio in it or what the hell.
I can walk you through this if you like.
Say your name.
Can you email me a script?
Oh, give me a break. Just say, my name's Rob Lewis. I like Rant Radio. What the hell?
Yeah, it's Rob Lewis listening to Rant Radio. What the hell?
Thank you
very much for
the
interview.
Again. Yeah, we'll be putting lots of links to your stuff.
Yeah, and I will email you with the information to download for all your fans to listen to this interview.
Excellent.
Okay,
you.
Rob.
And if you get that shovel death done, make sure you fire it back at us, because goddamn, that would be sexy.
You want to use it on your site?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
With full credits to you and large flaming banners.
We will not steal and erase your name.
Yeah. The whole cult site was that we were, whenever there's an idiot or an asshole in the news, we would put a shovel death, and currently the logo is a large bloody shovel, and I'm sure Anki could probably put, like, the animation in there of some guy, you know, with a, you know, whacking it, you know, some... it would probably be me, I guess. So, yeah, me and some guy getting, like, cuts his legs off and then beats the shit out of him with the shovel, you know. So that's how it works. If you don't get time to do it, Rob, hey, that's great. We're tickled pink that you even talked to us, man.
I think Sean Kay might be the recipient of the shovel.
Keep it coming. It's all good.
Okay, thanks for taking the half hour and talking to us.
Cool.
Thanks Rob. Okay, talk to you later.
See you later, guys.
Bye. Bye-bye. And that was Rob Lewis.
Very cool guy. What Very a cool guy, eh?
This show is getting scary. We're actually getting real interviews.
Yeah, we have, like, a real celebrity there.
Wow, like famous people and stuff.
Cool. Yeah, that's very cool. Sorry we didn't get all the questions out. I mean, give me a break.
I mean, we tried. There's lots of questions and lots of calls. And some of them sucked, so, you know.
And the guy
we
was
do what we can.
The guy was pretty straight up. I probably put him in the late 20s bracket. He's an engineer. He's gone to school for a while, and he's just fucking around.
You know what? I erased that song.
Which one? Are you serious? You are so fucking stupid. How did you erase that?
What?
Oh, my
God. I'll download it.
Why did I not tell you, maniac? What, are you nuts? Jesus Christ. The guy downloads the funniest fucking song in 10 years.
And I deleted it.
Do you have a video of your hamster taking a shit 4 years ago? Oh, yeah. I got that on tape. Fucking doubt. I got all of it. You bet. Fucking right here. Funniest fucking song in 10 years. The guy fucking deletes it. Oh, man. Ritual suicide for you.
I'm sorry.
How the fuck did you delete?
I don't use this anymore.
It's amazing. I mean, Tim, fuck, the guy details his own life.
I know.
This is my toe jam. I get it.
You know?
It's labeled, clearly. Toe jam.
Labeled.
92.
This is the worst time you could have called. What the fuck? Holy God, that's amazing to me.
Because I was doing CD compilations for my friend. And that was one of the songs.
Sim, are you saying you take CD songs from MP3s and give them to other people?
He legitimately owned all these 300 CDs.
Oh. Oh, wait a second. Yes.
We just downloaded them for convenience from the internet.
We should ask him if he could get some splash screens going for Palm Pilots. Stick Death Palm Pilot screens.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would have been pretty cool.
But
regardless. What else do we got
going on?
Maybe
not into Palm
Pilots. Do we have any
news? Oh, yeah, we got lots of news. There we go. Well, we're downloading this. We're going to go to the news.
It's the news. We got the news song?
Keep singing.
Put it on. Oh, you can't put it on MRC. He's running around his computer. Look at
we got this chicken with the head cut off.
He's running along here.
There's
going,
nothing
okay,
cooler
we're ready.
Than having your file directories on like,
a 50-inch screen. Oh, it's beautiful. Here's the promo for the news.
Tiny little
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Sumerian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
That guy.
I actually do remember all the time. I just can't. No, look. I can. I do remember all of these things. I just don't remember the English language.
Oh, we're back.
We're back?
For 8 seconds.
For eight seconds. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that one's going super slow.
Okay, well, whatever. Let's get to the news. What do we got?
Okay, this one is, this is great. Oh, wait a second.
What the hell is this?
This is...
Some guy's dead there.
This made me laugh so fucking hard. It is called Stinky Meat. And it was
I've had everybody emailing on this kind of thing.
Three kinds of meat. 19 days, a million maggots, and all of my yard.
He took some meat, threw it on a plate, and photographed it every day.
No, it's not just that.
What?
He took some meat, put it in his neighbor's yard, and photographed it every day at night. So this stuff is rank. It's stinking real good. Of course, the neighbor... all in the yard of my unwitting neighbor. Science never spelled so bad. Of course, the neighbor eventually found the meat in his yard. Fortunately, I wasn't arrested, so I'm free to do it all again. Possible future stinky items. Slim Jims, lump of tofu, and raw salmon.
Slim Jims won't work. Those have enough preservative in there.
They will just sit there. But it's outside. It's in the environment.
I think the Slim Jims count as sort of a control group.
So what
I see what you mean, yeah.
Sort of comparison. You know?
Between a food and non-food item, yeah.
So what he got for this one was some ground beef, some hot dogs, and a steak.
What a waste of a steak.
So bad.
And
they're frozen, he puts them on a plate.
Frozen first day. He puts them on a plate, and they progressively get worse and worse, and his comments are just hilarious. So if you got some time, read through this. And at the end... It's all broken down. There's the first day, blood on the plate, still looks edible.
This is gonna go so bad.
Second day,
oh boy,
it's a little brown. It says there appears to be some white bits forming around the ground beef. I don't know enough about flies to assume they're maggots, but here's hoping.
Probably eggs at this point.
The hot dogs look still pristine. I find this to be highly disturbing.
Oh!
Hot dogs are still looking good.
It rained a little bit today, so it looks like the liquid surrounding the meat has now doubled. I noticed a definite stench as I approached the meat. Things are turning out nicely. Things I'm still trying to figure out, like the maggots there. Oh, and some ants are making a good meal of the hot dog there. Oh, yummy. I'm not going near the neat.
Let's not.
Oh, no.
That's about enough of that.
Yeah, thank you.
I think Sam should get the shovel. Rob, if you're listening,
shovel.
I'm going to pang you.
You know, if that guy actually does do that shovel death, that'll be fucking amazingly cool.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
Just crazy.
Yes.
Project bait and switch.
Oh, this is hilarious.
This is great.
Okay, bait and switch is an experiment to find out whether small personal homepages and websites of large organizations get identical treatment from blocking software companies in deciding what to block. Most censorware attempts to block hate speech, with hate speech usually defined into derogatory statements based on sexual orientation. So this guy went to some pages
It's peace fire.
Okay, peace fire. Yeah. All right. And
tell them, girl.
Peace Fire went to some pages. Family Research Council, Focus on the Family, Official Dr. Laura webpage, and Concerned Women for America. And they basically copied exact text from these websites and made up their own websites and pasted this text on their own websites. And so he went to the censorware products like whatever NetNanny, et cetera, that you type in, you install on your computer, and the kids can't go and see information about condoms because that's evil.
But they keep their list of secrets, so you don't know exactly what is blocked.
That's right. So he basically put up the exact same things, and he wrote them about both pages, the Dr. Laura page and his page, which contained the exact Dr. Laura. Why am I having so much trouble with Laura? Laura.
Think of Laura Croft, and you'll be able to say it.
Yeah.
Anyone seen that MPEG? That's a good MPEG.
And guess what? His page got blocked. Dr. Laura's didn't. So
are you saying that it's not the words or the content, that it's the fucking money behind it?
Mm.
Why? I'm shocked.
It's a big surprise.
Afterwards, he told the blocking companies, oh, by the way, all those sites, yeah, all, those are all coming from drlaura.com and
mm-hmm.
blah, blah. And they said, oh, oh,
oh.
And, yeah, we're not going to block them.
So they went back on their word. Okay. What's the next one here?
Different crits in charge of your children's viewing habits.
No kidding.
What a are you fucking surprised?
Downloading. This is really good. Now I did a thing on about almost a week ago, 2 weeks ago probably.
Yeah.
On Cult, because you know if you're on Cult and you check it daily,
you're right
edge.
Up.
You're bleeding edge. We beat everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody in Cult is sending me links, and we beat fucking Hacker News Network. We beat Slashdot. We beat Geek News, like hands down, handily, usually by about 16 hours. But anyway, about 2 weeks ago, we talked about how jail time was coming for MP3s.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow.
And it's coming down. Or they're trying anyway.
Yep. And what this means is that you will go to jail for listening to music.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're not listening to music in the right way.
You know,
you're not listening to it in the corporate way. So... I'm sorry, boys and girls, but if you ever needed a signal to burn America, now is the time.
Holy crap. You have headphones on.
You're not. It's like you're listening to music and no one's making money. That's not right.
You know, it used to be called sharing before it was made illegal. You know? Yeah, you know. Like, seriously, your parents shouldn't be able to tell you bedtime stories because they don't have the license for it. Mm. You know, where do you draw the line on that?
I have an idea. You draw it in their fucking corpses.
Well, that's one way to do it. but that's not going to... In all seriousness, Daxter, like, we're not going to... I mean, these people... I mean, killing a bunch of these guys isn't going to solve anything.
No, I agree with you.
Step into their place.
Exactly. That's why you have to burn down their corporate headquarters. Now, if you need a good formula for explosives...
No. What we need to do is we need to just be aware of that. What I would like to do is if this becomes law... I would, I'd like to go to jail for it.
Yep.
Fucking A, man. I'll sign
stand up
I
for
will
it.
Turn myself in.
Well, actually, the only one to fight
time,
it.
The jail time probably won't happen. What will happen first will be people will get cease and desist letters.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cease and desist, then you can be fined up to $150,000 per act of piracy.
Well, fuck you, I'm not paying.
Send me to jail.
That's what Dr. Kevorkian did, right?
Those were a good idea.
Dr. Kevorkian killed people and said, take me to jail. I put it on TV. There it is, take me to jail. He wanted to get the laws struck down, and that's the way to do it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty brave man, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty...
Because that's a little bit more extreme than...
Well... We joke around a lot. Dak isn't serious, by the way, about telling you to blow shit up and burn it down.
Really?
Yeah. But you can be, because, I mean, if you blow a lot of these buildings up and shit like that, you're just hurting people who've got the same... They're just like you, only they got a different boss, and they're just trying to make ends meet.
I agree. Find the heads of the corporation. Kill them. Find the lawyers. Kill them. I'm sorry. William Shakespeare told you to kill. First, we kill all the lawyers.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Yeah, I know. But you see, we're talking about William Shakespeare. We're not just talking about me. If me and William Shakespeare both have the same idea, how can it be wrong?
How can you possibly compare yourself to William Shakespeare?
I'm not. I'm just saying. Look, I got the same idea.
Both outspoken people.
For one thing, Shakespeare knew how to use the language.
Going on.
Shakespeare never once said, you know, that thing? That thing, you know, that guy? We should make our own version of Hamlet with Dax. Romeo
or what was it again?
That guy. You know, alas, this guy.
I knew this guy
well. What's his name?
I'm going to kill you all.
He was really funny. Yeah, it was funny.
The girl on the left. I have been the only
basically
person in this
it was
room
to be or not to be.
Girl on the left, I have been the only person in this room who supported you on many occasions, and you turn on me like this?
She's a woman.
Yes!
women do that.
Now they tell me.
It's a woman's prerogative to change her mind.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
She's only loyal to one person, and that's Innominate. What's that guy's name?
Ominous Animus.
See an enemy? What is it?
See an enemy?
Anomaly? Anomaly?
There's that shovel.
Anomaly?
I'm gonna get that.
You thought
shovel.
It was only illegal in China. Yeah. Pennsylvania makes spreading computer viruses criminal.
No way.
People who intentionally spread a computer virus face a 7-year prison sentence and $15,000 fine in Pennsylvania. So these recent
seven
ones...
Years, so it's like... Oh, so that'll be longer than it was in China. Oh.
Yeah,
it is. That's a longer
worse
than the Chinese.
China. And you know these recent ones that are spreading around that spread themselves. Did you intentionally or not? We don't know. Throw them in jail.
The bill, which passed in the House of Senate, unanimously makes
intentional. Does that include using Outlook?
I intentionally used Outlook.
You were negligent in using you with a shit-ass piece of
software. Bill, which passed the House of Senate, unanimously makes the computer hacking, including denial of service attacks, and the willful spread of a computer virus.
We'll just throw that in. We'll just throw the spreading of a computer virus in.
Oh, it's the intentionality. We can prove what you were thinking. Well,
yeah,
because your computer. About it, because the burden of proof is on the prosecution.
How can you prove they fucking broke into a guy's house in the Philippines and took his fucking answering machine? They took his answering machine, okay? If that guy had even owned a computer and had a website on it, he was talking about the virus, it's fucking over. They kick in my door, I'm going to jail forever.
So basically,
I will not come out. The only guy who would go to jail longer than me is Sim.
Okay. Well, wait a second, there's me, because if they come for you, I'm going to have to kill a lot of cops.
Well, yeah, there's that to it.
All dumb companies in Pennsylvania are now protected, so there's no need for security on any corporate websites or computer systems in Pennsylvania.
That's good.
Because it's illegal to hack.
I'll be sure to use them for my e-commerce.
Oh, it's illegal to hack in Pennsylvania,
so it
doesn't matter.
If you're out there and listening to us and you have any talent at this, destroy Pennsylvania, please.
No. Will you stop putting out these blood fucking jihad calls?
We have more than one person listening now.
We have like 3 million people listening. You can't be just going out calling down jihad. You call a jihad, it's like the boy who cried wolf, right? You fucking
we did it, Dak. We did it, Dak. What now, Dak? I didn't really mean for you to do that.
You'd be standing there all by yourself. It was Desmond.
Desmond told
us. No one has to die. We only want the fat man.
We have the tapes. We all said, no, Dak, don't say it.
And we all said it.
Shut up. I'll shove another pillow in your shirt and they'd believe it.
That's true. The truth of the matter is, though, there is, besides bombs don't kill people. People kill people.
Exactly.
The truth of the matter is that we have to, as a group, we need to understand that the time for action, nothing has ever made a more decisive action in the history of the world than violence. But violence can take many forms. If violence is a tool that should never be used angry, if you're going to do something violent...
Do it cold.
Calm down first.
Yeah, calm
Why
down
Why everyone quit?
Whoa.
Big, huge, fat net split.
Big, huge, fat net split.
Like
and
everyone.
And on the other side of the split.
Like everyone's gone.
Nobody likes us anymore. They're all gone. No, the truth of the matter is violence as a tool should never be used angry. If you are going to execute some kind of a mission to make what you do, take a proactive approach, you have to be smart about it. And you've also got to come to grips with it. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. Because, I mean, there's always a very solid chance that you could be caught. And when you're talking about political activism...
That's the only reason.
Well, yeah. And when we're talking about political activism, you have to be aware of the fact that it's a real game, guys. Like, there's a lot of kids listening to us right now.
Yep.
And there's a lot of kids who are in here and they're wondering, you know, oh, wow, this is really cool. I'm talking about blowing shit up and burning shit down.
Yeah,
kill, guys. Okay, a lot of what we say is entertainment, and even Dak will say that. We're doing this a lot of shit just to be, like, kind of a crazy bunch of guys. But in all honesty... If you're going to do this kind of shit, you're going to take a pro. By all means, if you want to be involved with this stuff and you want to do something proactive and do something, do it. Okay? But be smart about it.
Yep. And don't do something that you're going to go to jail for.
Yeah.
Unless you're proving a point by going to jail.
I mean, everyone wants to stand for something, but make sure you know what you're standing up for. If you're 16 years old, for fuck's sakes, man, don't go take a fucking gun to school. That's stupid.
No, that is,
you know,
that is fucking
what are you going to fucking do with that, huh? What are you going to do now? Oh, well, you go in there. You blow away your fucking teacher. Right on. You own the school. Now what?
I'm sorry. As bad as that shit is, it's only minor. If you think high school, and I let's put it this way. I grew up in a nasty fucking neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, we all did.
New York.
I grew up in a nasty fucking neighborhood, Bushwick, Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, it's a bad fucking part of town,
and
you know?
I'll tell you.
And he's a white boy.
As bad as that shit was, it is nothing compared to the rest of your life.
If you think that's bad
now, you think you're getting abused or pushed around at school, Let me tell you, prison will make that look like daycare.
Yeah. You're having problems in high school. You don't want to see prison.
Yeah.
It's all the bad parts of high school, plus you don't really want to bend over for the soap.
Yeah. And okay, rather than just sounding like, you know, your regular, everyday fucking, you know, oh, be good, kids, you know, instead of that bullshit, okay, we're saying this.
Eat your vitamins.
Because to be honest with you, like, we know you guys aren't dumb. We know you guys aren't.
Yes, Playboy Bunny, Dak did. That was your Uncle Dak did grow up in Brooklyn.
Hey, cult members, come to PA and hack now. Centibyte Skip, send me a reference on that. Actually, if anyone does go to any conference or convention, by all means, take a cult banner, make some cult stuff up, hand out the invite, whatever you want to do, and then you'll get full credits for it. It's on the page.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, like, if there's things that happen, and you've got to do whatever you got to do to stay alive, okay? But, I mean, fuck, you got to think it through. For example, prime example, okay, that kid gave me that email, and he was all fucked up and he was mad, right?
Yeah.
And we went through it and we did it the right way.
Yeah.
We went through the papers. That fucking principal's on the hook now, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the fucking hook. And all the kids came back into high school. This is a true story. I better let all the listeners in because a lot of may not know about this.
Yeah, give it a rundown again.
What's that?
Give it a rundown. I can't remember who it was, though.
Yeah.
Maybe if they're on the IRC right now.
Shit, it's really bad, too, because the kid, you know, it doesn't really matter who it was anyway.
No.
The fact remains is this kid called me up and said, listen, man, these kids were distributing pamphlets in our school. What the school was, what the pamphlets were, was talking about social cliques in the school. And they're saying that, you know, yuppies shouldn't be that way. Can I have another Dr. Pepper, please? Sexy PBM?
like one for the man down at the end here.
So what happens is that they're distributing pamphlets saying, you know, we shouldn't have these cliques. No one should hate each other. Everyone should get along, blah, 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 fucking blah. Is this
John's being
is
distracted.
Awesome?
Uh-oh. It's the last one.
Fight. You have to knife fight for it.
Here you go, Ben.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
anyway,
sacrifice. Proud and noble, Dak.
I'm older, I basically...
You've had more.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry.
Mr. Pibb.
In any case, so this guy goes and... He calls me up and says, so they distribute these pamphlets. The principal gets a hold of it, and he says, what are you doing distributing pamphlets in our school, talking about, you know, these different social clubs? He says, well, you know, we want to, you know, stop this communication. The principal, I guess, takes it all fucking wrong and suspends him.
Yep.
Now, the guy who got suspended was not the fellow who wrote me. The fellow who wrote me just saw it and thought it was wrong.
Yeah, and wanted to do something about it.
He was fucking pissed. Like, he was ticked off, okay?
Yep.
So he sends me an email, and he's like, Sean, I need some advice here. I want to kick some ass. Let's fucking pull up this guy's car. You know,
tell me what to do.
They totally wanted to get it on, okay?
And if Sean K. said, blow up his car, probably the car would have been blown up.
Well, I would have told him how to blow up his fucking car. But the truth of the matter is I'm sitting there going...
Always have an alibi.
Yeah, always have an alibi.
Sean K.
But I told him, I said,
to
listen, man. Because the kid was like 16 years old. I said, listen, go to the fucking papers. Because his principal said in front of people, when you come to my school, you don't have First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
Wow, did you ever cut
pardon?
Yeah. This is pardon. So they went and to the paper. I told them to go to the papers.
Yep.
Told them how to write up their thing claiming that they were the victim. They're just good little flag-waving American kids. And this principal's a bad man, and he touched me. And all this kind of shit. And it went up.
There's some chips over there.
Not only that, but like three different papers ran the story.
Yeah.
The kid was taken back into school. And, what did I ask you before this little rant? I asked you to send me reference on that Hack Now or whatever that conference is we're talking about, Skip. Anyway, but he got brought back in. Papers ran the thing, and the dude was up for review. That is how you go and make... a difference.
That's right.
The trick is not, okay, if you look at...
off as a hero.
If you look at violence in history, now, there's one thing between being an activist and being a terrorist, okay? The difference between being an activist and a terrorist is somebody who just pulls a fucking gun and starts scaring the shit out of people, okay? That's a terrorist. That's an assassin. If you want to be a fighter, if you want to be a real warrior, the trick in that is finding a weakness and exploiting it. That's what hacking is about. That's what real, like, honorable soldiers... do. This is what they do. They find a weakness and they exploit it.
Yep.
What we did there is we found a weakness and we exploited it to make it work.
Yep. Okay? He said the wrong thing at the wrong time.
He said the wrong thing and he fucked himself. Now, there's so many different ways that you can affect people. And a lot of guys, a lot of these people who are listening, they have shit that goes on in their life.
Yep.
They want to make a difference. They want to go. Now, sometimes, and I'll be the first to say, sometimes, you know, there's no other way. Sometimes, you know.
Sometimes people, you're backed into a corner.
Sometimes people just, you know, don't show up for work. And, you know,
we don't know where
accidents happen, and you know. But you
remember,
know,
always keep in mind where the local line pit is in your neighborhood.
But it's a long line to cross before you get to that stage.
Oh yeah, there's many things
and
you can do before
it's
that.
It's very, very rare that that actually goes that far, and it's serious enough to constitute that kind of drastic measures.
Okay. I mean, you got to weigh the pros and cons.
And it should always be the last resort after you've exhausted every other reasonable avenue of action.
If the pros outweigh the cons of going to jail, wow.
Hey, look, I say a lot of shit, but you guys have actually seen me in a fight, in a situation.
Oh, yeah.
Did my blood pressure even rise?
No. Dak talks a mean talk, but the guy, and he is a badass, but bear in mind, like, the guy does know what he's doing in a conflict situation. So,
I talked to the guy. He did not understand. I then basically tried to put him down, and basically then
in a dog kind of way.
No. I just tried to basically just put his ass onto the floor. That didn't happen. We basically the rest of the group said no. Give him another chance. Okay, fine. So I gave him another chance, and then the fool basically decided to actually start throwing punches. And
it's over from there. Right?
And I quote: three separate people said to the reporting officer, no punches were thrown.
That's right. So the truth of the matter is that there's always people that there's always people that are going to be assholes. There's always people that are going to be, you know, fucking with you. And if you feel like, you know, you are at the end of your rope, like I heard this thing on the radio. You hear that red ad on the radio? Man, it's cool. They make fun of me. I don't know how much more I can take. And they talk about talking to counselors and fucking teachers and someone adult you can trust. Adults don't know shit about what you go through in school. And if you had someone you talk to, you already fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These kids don't got nothing. If you are going through this shit, by all fucking means, send me a goddamn email. And
or
I'll
call in.
Out. Or call in or talk to us.
We're
going to
open the phone lines later, and you can call in.
And, you know, if there's shit that's going on, and you don't want to do it on the air, that's cool.
Yep.
Kennedy at rantradio.com. Fire it up, and, you know, we'll start out for you. Because, you know, I'm going to give it to you fucking straight.
Good one. If
the guy who's fucking with you, the people who are fucking with you, you know, the only way out is to get, you know, up to your eyeballs in their intestines. I'll give you step by step,
yeah,
but
exactly.
Otherwise,
I will,
you know,
we will walk you through it.
We'll walk you through it, but
that and afterwards, how
know,
to get rid of the body.
Just think of us as kind of, you know, like this fire support. We're like tech fire support. Okay? we're suppressive fire support.
We got a song.
We got a song.
I don't know if this is popular in your part of the world, but here they play it on the radio. Actually, I found out all
get
the time.
Out of here.
Yeah, the censored version. They play it on X FM. They don't say fuck, but they say shit. So. It's very
right.
cool. If anybody's ever listened to NWA way, way back, this is a remake, a very, very inventive remake of Boys in the Hood. This is
actually very appropriate to wind this to go after this conversation with. Yeah. After this, gross hospital stories.
You betcha. This is Dynamite Hack with Boys in the Hood.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mouth starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas on the path throwing up gang signs. I went in the house to get the clip with my Mac-10 on the side of my head. I bailed outside and I pointed my weapon. Just as I thought the fools kept stepping, I jumped in the flow, hit the juice of my ride. I got front and back, side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. I was pumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my own shit, I went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6-4, jogging the bitches, slapping the hoes. I went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shoes, rope. Car pulls up, who can it be? It's a fresh El Camino, lone kilo G. He rolls looks down the window and he starts to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, coy, I ain't said shit. As hell and I wanna get ill, so I go to a place where my homeboys chill. Fellas out there trying to make that dollar. I pulled up in the 6-4 Impala, greeted with the 40 and I start drinking. From the 8-ball my breath starts sinking. I gotta get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi, pulled to the house, get her out of the pad. And the bitch said something to make me mad. She said something I couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. When her father stood up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
This web and metal show, here rot your brain.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for Gross, 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 Gross Hospital Stories with your old Uncle Jack on Ranch Radio. Ranch Radio. Ranch Radio. Ranch Radio. Ranch Radio.
Well, boys and girls, it's time for another old gross hospital story from your old Uncle Dak.
Hey, Uncle Dak.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Now, keeping in the theme with the latter part of tonight's show, I'm going to go back to way, way, way back machine, tell you a story about the one of the first times I was in the hospital.
Is this a new one, or is this
going on? No, I might have told this before, but I don't know if I've told it in this context.
Ah, different perspective on it.
Different perspective on it.
This was the third person.
No. I didn't really consider this a gross hospital story.
How
I might have
Rashomon of you.
Thank you. So anyhow, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I spent 5 years.
How long?
5 years working in a hospital. And in that time,
somebody wasn't asleep at the switch.
And in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things.
Bet you did.
Well, this one time, I'm sitting there. And this guy comes in with his wife. And his wife has slipped with a knife, and she's cut her palm open.
I slipped on the knife. It went through my hand 10 times.
Not quite. Not quite.
That's believable.
That wasn't quite that bad. It was just one slash across the palm of her hand. And she said that she cut it while she was cutting some vegetables or something like that. Now, her husband is drunk, and he is obnoxious. The first words out of his mouth loudly are, "How bloody long are we going to have to wait?" Because there's quite a few people sitting there. Well, the problem is that we've got one doctor, and we have three people in the stretchers, all experiencing chest pains. And we have this funny thing in hospitals. It's called triage, which basically means that if... pull down the liquor bottle and tell us a story. Thank you. Okay. Never mind. Sorry about that, guys.
Does he know you?
Yes, he must.
No, that's Emperor Chang. He changed his name.
Oh, okay.
So anyhow, I tell this guy, you know, I'm sorry. Well, actually, the nurse tells him, first of all, sorry, sir, it's going to be a bit of a wait. Well, he starts bitching and yelling. And he basically finally sits down for about 5 minutes, and you know when you're drunk, your perspective on time is a little screwed up. Well, he gets back up. "We've been waiting here half an hour. When the hell is it we're going to be seeing you?" And it's like, I step up this time, and I'm like...
you're going to be here in the fucking morning if you don't sit down.
No, I'm polite. I'm like, look, I'm sorry, sir, but the doctors are dealing with someone who's having chest pains. It might be a heart attack. Your wife's got a cut hand. She's not bleeding to death, so they're going to take care of that person before they move on to your wife. Okay? Sorry about that. Please sit down. 5 minutes go by. Jumps back up.
We've been waiting.
It's been here an hour. Now, what the hell's going on? When are we going to get seen? And so the nurse tells him.
And the shot rings.
The nurse tells him, and I tell him, look, okay, we're very sorry. These things happened. You've only been here 10 minutes. We have not. Yes, you have. Please sit down.
I'm going to start my stopwatch now. If you stay down again, I'll show you.
So this guy starts up again, and at this point, I'm about to get up and just tell him, look, you can either wait outside or you can fucking leave because that's the way it goes.
Sorry, you suck.
His wife steps up, too, and she's like, honey, just calm down. Now, he turns around and, like a fucking cartoon, begins slapping her back and forth across the face.
God. In front of you.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Why do you always get these guys? God, never has this happened to me.
Because you'd kill them.
Mother.
You'd hold them down and slap them till his teeth come out.
Oh, my God, man.
So
I'm walking around with this guy's head on my arm. What are you doing? So I punched him, man. I can't get this fucking thing off here. Can I get an axe over here? Someone cut this fucking thing off my arm.
So I jump. And you remember my desk that I used to have in Emerge right in front of the thing? I literally jumped right over the fucking desk.
Did it pause in mid jump and the big boom and then the camera spun around you?
I have no idea. I was just basically moving towards him.
Meaty Matrix jump.
So I jump over the desk. I run towards this guy. Put a hand on him.
No, wait. Let's just keep this perspective. Okay, you are sitting at the desk. He's how far from you when he starts slapping the wall?
20 feet.
He's 20 feet. You've got a desk between you and that's it.
Yep.
Other than that, it's just clear tile.
Yes.
Plain view.
Yes.
Well-lit room.
Yes.
He's smacking his wife.
Yes.
Loser. So
I reach, spin his ass around, and I'm about to basically just... I'm about to pop him and put him down. When... I'll be honest.
What is pop?
What is pop?
Pop him.
Pop him?
Pop him. Does that mean you pick him up and squeeze him until he just pop? Or what happens?
It's the same thing as being struck with a shovel, except he doesn't have a shovel.
I will grab something long and hard and hit him with it.
So I'm about to hit him. When, and I'll admit, he surprised me. The fucker reaches back and pulls out a lock blade.
Oh, whoa. I remember this.
And I'm like, holy shit. I take a step back. I reach down, and I used to carry my mag light. Remember the great holy...
They don't let him use the mag light
anymore, and this is why.
The first time he caught a rapist and descended mightily upon him in almost an Old Testament fashion.
The mag light was okay then.
Seriously, like David from the Bible was going, yo, Daxter, I think that's enough smoting for today.
I reach...
Spare the rod and...
Spare the rod, Dak, and fucking maybe this guy's lust.
So I basically pull the flashlight out, and I'd like to say that I meant to do this. I'd like to say I'm this cool, but I'll be honest, it was complete luck. I lift the mag light out, and as I bring it up, I crack him on the wrist.
In the knife hand. Oh man!
He screams and drops down. I stand back. I got the shovel. I got the shovel out.
I wish I got
the mag light up.
Freudian slip.
This is the Freudian slip. I got the mag light. And he's holding his wrist. So I grab him, and I basically go to pull his hands behind him, and I kick the knife aside. When I get his wrist, I notice that I have broken his ulna. That's the bone, the lower bone on your wrist. You have two bones in your arm. I've broken this, and he has an extra, like, bend in his arm now.
He's evolved.
Yeah.
Welcome to rapid evolution.
My name is Andy.
So he's screaming. I pull his arm behind him.
Screaming more now.
I place his face down into the tile. I put a knee on the back of his head. I hold him there. He begins like, yo, get off of me. Get off of me.
I'll get off on you. How about that? I'm going to get off of smacking the shit out of you with this mag light.
At this point, one of the staff is finally, like, looked up enough. Now, I thought this must have taken, like, 6 years, basically, you know, at least a week or something to happen. Finally, like, enough time has passed that one of the staff members has actually noticed that there's an altercation going on. And she begins reaching for the phone to call a code 66, which is basically all large male personnel, hire your ass quickly to this location. So by the time they got there, he's just laying there not doing anything. So it's not really that gross unless you happen to basically actually see this. I'd like you to try to imagine this.
Yeah,
go down from your wrist joint about an inch.
Yeah.
Place your finger thing. There. That's your bone. Now I'd like you to imagine that's bent at an angle.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking like bend your hand up like you're waving hello, and then bend your hand up like you're waving hello. That's what he got to do.
Oh, that's really brutal.
I used to be able to do that with my Gumby.
You know, I've only ever been in an altercation when I used to do security. I remember when I used to do security at that welfare. We had these three welfare complex buildings, and I did security for all three buildings.
When was this?
This was, 92.
Way back? Okay.
Yeah, it would have been 92, and the boys used to come down and hang out with me, just, you know, oh, we're just visiting, Sean. And they were all worried that I was going to get all fucked up. But what I used to do is I took my security.
How big were you then?
What's that?
How big were you then?
I was a fair size.
Yeah, he was a good kid.
I was a fair size just before I joined the Army. I just got back from France, and I buckled. What I used to do is I took my security guard, wore my webbing like it was like jump boot style, and I bloused my pants so I looked like this total, you know, Jack Commando guy with garrison boots. And at that time, what I had is there's a device called an ASP, tactical baton. And what it is the cops use them now. They're like a collapsible steel rod. They have three pieces, and they're made of like a heavy steel, like a gun barrel steel. And it's centrifugally operated. You swing it, and it collapses. It goes dunk, dunk, and out it is. You got this big beat stick. And I, at that time, was taking a style of stick fighting. So I, of course, had two of them. And in case, you know, the shit ever went down, I got these two sticks, and I could fuck it up. Now, the only time that I ever had to pull a weapon in a situation and actually, you know, become close to using it was there's a big party that was happening on a ground floor. It was on a Wednesday night. Everybody was getting fucking pissed, you know, usually on Welfare Wednesday kind of crap. And there's, like, kids, mothers with babies and shit. You know, really, you know, I mean, it's a Wednesday night, man. These people got jobs. Like, fuck, come on. So I show up on the balcony there. I'm like, hey, guys, come on. Why don't you turn the fucking stereo down, okay? I mean, there's people with kids and shit. Just like, relax, all right?
Fuck you.
Fuck you, rent a cop. You know, the usual chorus, right?
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, well, whatever. And I do this three or four times. I'm constantly on them. I'm like, listen, guys, fuck, come on, all right? Because I'm not going to get anywhere by just, you know, starting to kill people. And at this point, I hadn't been in the Army yet, so I was still a little naive. So we,
Playboy Bunny has asked someone to come up to the webcam and smile. We're all fingering and making faces.
The point is that I go back over to the balcony, and all the girls are out there, and all of a sudden the girls leave the balcony, and there's five guys out on the balcony, ground floor, which means they jump the railing, and they're on me. Grr, the finger. She saw the finger.
Yay.
Yay. And so all of a sudden there's five guys standing there, and they're like, so, are you like an armed guard? And I'm like, oh, fuck. At this point, the fear starts in. I'm like, oh, shit, I got five guys on me, and they're big guys.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go, no. And he says, well, what's to stop us from coming over this railing and kicking your fucking ass? And they're all starting to do the puffy chest thing, right? And at this point, I go into grab behind my back, and I go, clack. Out come the two batons, and they're all fucking, you know, and I go into a low our knee stance, a stick fighting stance, and say, if you come over that railing, I'm going to kill the first guy who touches the ground. And then the front guy goes, I thought you said you weren't armed.
Which is a good response for you.
And I said, the only thing I could think of is I'm freaking at this point. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's on, right?
Yep.
And the only thing I could think of to say was, I lied. And then they go, oh, that wasn't very nice. At this point, they were somewhat discouraged. And
like, yeah, bye. Right?
Yeah, and they all went inside, and the party kind of got quieted down after that. Of course, this all went around the complex that I was a psycho after that, so it worked to my advantage. Who
good,
we got?
Good timing.
Good timing.
It was the end of the whole thing. Hey, who's this? You're on Rant Radio.
Lieutenant Major Zombie. I just want to say good night and have fun on your radio show and all that. We're not worthy. We're not worthy to deal with the Sean Kennedy, but the fucking man. Yes, we're not worthy.
Radio. Good night to you too.
Good night, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Good night. Have sweet dreams. Say what the hell.
Hold on. I just want to say a couple of things. You know?
Okay, go ahead.
You like helped me out so much and all that.
To who?
Life and everything. I made my own self radio station and all that. Plays punk 24/7. But I just want to treat people like we're not worthy for Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Yes, he's our god. But right now I'm just encoding some punk music so I can upload it to it.
Excellent. That's great.
Thanks a lot, Lieutenant.
Thanks so much.
Have a good sleep.
Go on, peace, my child. Hang up.
I say what the hell. Say it quick.
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
There we go.
Go on, peace, my child.
So we're going to open the phone lines now.
And if you can speak
a little bit better than Zombie, please phone in.
Yeah.
And trying to...
Playboy Bunny, don't be sad.
Oh, what's the matter?
Fill out your questionnaire and send it to me. Along with naked photographs.
Wow, Zombie, okay. That's so...
No, wow. Zombie is annoying as fuck. Yes, we love him.
We do.
Yeah, but he's been here forever.
Been here longer than any one of you in there. Oh. Okay, I haven't even played the song yet. People are phoning. It better not be Zombie again. Ah, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Hey, it's Cenobite Skip calling in.
Hey,
Cenobite Skip!
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad. How are you doing, man? Been to many shows lately?
Not really. Just doing shit, just walking around, sitting at the computer, finally got access to a phone line with a computer that I can stay on for once.
Excellent.
Right on, man.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, the cult is the greatest thing to happen to the face of this fucking planet.
There's the sound bite,
if I ever heard it.
Yep. Why is this?
Why? Because basically it gives us all essentially the mental rights to just basically go and do the stuff we've been wanting to do anyway. Now we just have a reason.
you just nailed it, baby.
Or is that an excuse? More like it. No, you do have a reason.
No. Would you consider Sean Kennedy telling us to do it a reason or an excuse?
Both.
I don't tell people to do anything. I just suggest.
No, that's your Uncle Dak who says these things.
Dak's the bad one.
I'm the evil angel on your shoulder. Sean is actually the good one, which is really frightening.
I think Skip has a very valid point.
Oh, for sure.
Everything that I say, everyone else already knows. They just kind of...
They need a reassurance.
They just need somebody else to go, you know what? It's right.
You are right.
I can't...
There are people that think the same way that you do.
Oh, absolutely. I can't fucking change people's minds. I can't program kids. Fuck, if it was that easy to program kids, there'd be a whole lot of Catholics in the fucking world.
Uh-huh. There'd be a lot more.
There's a whole lot more. So, you got anything you want to go off about, Skip?
Oh, yeah. I got one thing. Big hacker conference coming up in New York City, Hope 2000.
Ah,
that's a big one.
Yeah,
that is the
I'm
big
going.
One.
I'm actually a media consultant. I'm going to be sitting there talking to the news people, CNN, MSNBC, etc.
Oh, my God.
Remember, Skip, when you're basically there, the FBI will be taking fucking photographs of everybody.
That's right.
I know,
and I'm going to love it, too, because basically their first mistake was appointing me to talk to the news media.
Skip, are you going to be mentioning cult to these people?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Skip. There's the jail time we were looking for.
Please bring a friend. Bring a video camera.
Oh, there will be footage. Trust me.
When is the conference?
Yeah, tell everybody all the information about the conference.
Oh, there's going to be, it's going to be, I believe, July 16th and 17th at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City.
And
it's a two-day hacker conference. A lot of people getting together. Jello Biafra is going to be the keynote speaker.
Really?
Oh, that's fucking porn.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be
fucking amazing.
Okay, Skip, here's what's going to happen, buddy. I need you to send me an email. If you haven't already done so, send me an email because I've got some stuff I've got to discuss with
Josh K just made a great idea. We got to get this guy a cult T-shirt.
Oh, we're gonna deal with that.
We got to get you something to wear that's gonna be.
Don't worry about it.
Either
cult or basically a rant. What the hell, rant radio
don't
T-shirt.
Don't worry about it. We have it well in hand.
Oh yeah,
I know exactly what we're gonna do. Skip, give me an email, okay, buddy.
Yeah, I plan on it.
We're gonna set some shit up.
Yep. Bring lots of batteries and lots of videotapes and just
Oh, it's going to be done. Oh,
I would personally love a tape of Jello Biafra speaking. I mean, he's a...
That, I already have that planned. You'll get a copy of that.
He's a rabid technophobe. Very scared of technology, and I would love to see him talk in front of the elite of technology people. That would just be amazing.
You know what's actually really cool is that if you ever got a chance to talk with him, we're probably the only people in his entire career who got him to sign a Palm Pilot screen.
We have digital signatures from Jello Biafra.
So it'd be kind of cool. We can give you some...
Can cover it with a piece of paper?
We can cover... We can... what we can do is we can have you mention that time and say, oh, yeah, you were talking with two of my friends up in B.C. That'll fucking trip
him
way
out. And you signed their palm pass, and he would remember that.
Oh, that'll trip
him. So if you talk to him, mention that.
But I've got a whole whack of stuff I got to talk to you about, man, so fire me that email, okay? Do it tonight.
Oh, no problem. I'm supposed to tell you something, Sean, too. I'm supposed to tell you my friend Barb thinks you're really cute. She saw that Time Magazine Fox cover on the...
Right.
Well, God love her.
That big Time Magazine expose they did on Sean. Yeah, that was last month.
Yeah, that was a bad one. That was bad. Nearly lost my job on that one. But no, that's great, Skip. Jesus, man. And
wow.
You know what it is? It is this kind of networking that just makes it happen.
That's right. The more people that we get in cult, the more this is going to happen. We have the more fingers in the new holes everywhere.
What I'd like
the more Cthulhu-like tentacles we get to expand over the general.
Cut off a head, two more, she'll take its place.
This is in all honesty, Skip, I'll be going over this a lot more with you with email, but just to bring people in on the MRC and everybody who's listening right now, here's generally what I have in mind. Is we're gonna set you up with some pamphlets,
some stickers,
that kind of
flyers,
and this is gonna come at no cost to you whatsoever, Skip. So we're gonna send you a nice big fat cult care package. that's gonna be something that you can.
Is that going to include cult cookies?
Yeah,
big K cookies.
No, but in all seriousness,
nail files in them.
So. If anybody else has ideas, you can email me, and we can do this together, and we'll all be like, you know, that way when they come to get poor old Skip, he'll be able to say, you're a very stupid man. You only see me. You don't see the 2,000 cult members behind me. You know? And you're going to live forever, man. You're going to be immortal. This is going to be fucking mint. You have made my night, Skip. You've made my night, buddy.
Great. I'm glad.
Oh, fucking A. And have your friend there. By the way, everyone who's listening who's in cult, if you have people like your friend, that chick who thinks I'm cute or whatever, if they want to join in cult, by all means, hand out that, have them email me, kennedyrentradio.com. I'm more than available to talk to people. I'm really a busy fucker. Being a cult leader is very time demanding. But if anybody wants to email me, I'm not a total egotistical, bigoted fuck. By all means, give me a call, and we can sort it out.
For God's sake, Dak, don't drive away our viewers and listeners.
Dak's like a big face in the camera right now.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
And we are going to be sending some serious email back and forth, Skip. Give me an email. We'll go from there, baby.
No problemo.
Rock, buddy.
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Excellent.
Yeehaw.
Great.
Oh,
call.
My God. Does that ever fucking slay?
CNN.
No, Hope 2000. That is the
that's big.
Hacker.
That's the hacker conference.
And he's the fucking media guy, and he's a Cenobite in cult. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, Fork. Smokehouse. Guys, we're going to fucking... Oh, it's going to be
man.
Bloody.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's just fucking porn.
Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Hey, this is Killaroo.
Killaroo!
Hey, Killaroo.
I called last week, too.
That's right.
How you doing
there,
my boyo?
What?
How you doing there, me boyo?
Not too bad.
Excellent.
I actually have something to rant about this week.
Let's hear it.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
All right. I have something to say for everybody who's just learning how to drive. Stay off the fucking road, all right?
The big L's in the windows.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, or something, because I got behind this girl. Route 119 is supposed to be 65, right? We're going 40. It's a two-lane highway. Oh, it's terrible. Two lanes, one each way.
Yep. Oh. Everyone has a complaint about driving, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. At least go to a parking lot that's empty. Learn how to drive. Get confident there so you can go fast on real roads.
Go to the dirt roads. Go to farmland.
There you go. We're in farmland. I live in farmland, so
that's right.
Shouldn't be a problem to find it here.
Be grateful, guys. You have a car. I have to take a 2-hour bus ride each way every fucking day.
That is
hours.
That is brutal.
It's 2 hours there, 2 hours back.
Wow.
sleep.
That's a waste of time.
That's my life.
So is that when you come up with all your wonderful ideas?
I don't really come up with too many ideas. I just basically tell you the shit that's happened to me in my really ugly life.
Yeah, that's Dak with the gross hospital stories.
All right, I just wanted to call in and just... Oh,
bitch about that? No, we can understand. I've seen these people. When I'm in the car with my friends, am an asshole attractor. So it's a guarantee that if there is an asshole on the road, and it seems like every year there's such a bumper crop of them, that they are going to be instantly attracted to basically me.
She goes all over the road.
Oh, my God.
Driving on the side, and then she'd swerve out and be out past the middle line. It was terrible.
Oh, my God. Just accelerate past her very quickly.
Oh, I did. I was doing 90 whenever I passed her. Flipped her off as I went by.
Did you flipped her off, didn't you?
Yes.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Had my arm out the... I have a truck with a sliding back window. I had my arm out the back window flipping her off.
Excellent. Very encouraging for new drivers.
Oh, I can't stand them at all.
Okay, say what the hell, and we'll hang up on you.
What the fucking hell?
All right, thanks for airing your dirty laundry on the hell.
What's even better is when some guy is driving like an asshole around you, instead of you flipping him off, your mom does for you.
when you get your mom to flip somebody off, you know things have gotten bad.
Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
This is Nixter.
Nixter! How you doing there, my boy?
Loves that Nixter. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I got to put up some wallpapers for the Prophet.
Awesome.
Already posted. If you want to check them out, they're kind of big, but...
Oh, we can cut them down. Bigger the better. Then they can cut them down to whatever size they are. Right?
A little bit of news here. Love that Nixter might be setting up his own mirror site as a sort of a sub-site for Prophets, for a news site. He's kind of been working on it. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Nixter, but that's sort of what you got in mind. I put in that call last week talking about sister sites and stuff like that, and you've basically set one up, haven't you?
Well, it's not complete yet, but I got mine up with the... It's a new site for me, but I'm going to push the logos around and make it a profit one. So
is that encouraged, Sean, that people make their own sites up
for
cults?
Oh, my God. If you want to make a profit site, because...
Or any site, gargoyle site, anything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because if you want to do that, Nixter's done a boatload of work. So is Forks, so is Smokehouse, so is all these guys. Communicate amongst yourselves. Right now, if there's going to be... We don't really need to have 20 profit sites and 10 gargoyle sites. There's only going to be one officially sanctioned site per group, and if people want to do submissions to that, they can. As it sits right now, Love That Nixter is going to be the official profit site host once he gets it up and running. So he's going to be like...
So all the profits talk to him if they want to put stuff on there?
Well, they can come to my main page, too, but he's also searching information
right.
That's directly profit-related for art, whatever, because the main page is also there. So there'll be links to his page
right.
And everything like that, which is great. And if people want to set up, like, Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, you want to set up a Gargoyle page, rock on, baby. If Smokehouse, if you want to run a page, Smokehouse has been doing mirroring and audio. I mean, the guy's a machine. The fucking guy's a machine.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh.
He was just agreeing with you that the work that guys
and Nixter, I mean, Jesus Christ, he did that flash intro and all the wallpapers.
He did the
flash intro. I mean,
that's some good shit, dude.
Did you guys check out
the new wallpapers yet?
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't yet.
Here's some opinions.
Oh, some opinions of the wallpaper?
Yeah.
Well, the Cult Fire one is the one that's on my desktop right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the one that Sean K. the fucking man uses. So there's your product endorsement. Let's see. The ones that I like that you've done, the intro that you did was, I mean, anyone who goes to the page sees your intro. So, I mean, what more of an endorsement do you want? Most of the...
I don't want an endorsement. I just want, like, opinion, you know.
They rock.
And stuff.
Well, who gives a fuck what anybody says, man? I say they rule. That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah.
Our ego's getting big.
No, I mean, it's fucking true. I mean, the guy puts a boatload of work, and what, if somebody says they don't like him,
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the other aspect of the comment.
What? As long as I say it's cool?
Yes.
Well, of course it's cool. I say it is. It is.
No, I was just going to step out on the balcony and make more room here for your ego.
Oh, fuck you. No, but in all honesty, next year. So what's going on in your life, buddy? You got something to rant about or what?
Well, I don't have anything to rant about, but last Friday I got married.
Congratulations.
Get out of here. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So who's the little Nixterette?
It's my girlfriend of 5 years.
and we have a daughter together, and I finally decided to get married.
That's awesome, man. Make
an honest woman of her, or is she make an honest man of you?
Make an honest man of me.
Yeah, that's the way it usually
works.
That's right.
I remember you were. You even said in your questionnaire, you said that this woman was like the whole light of your existence. She's the whole reason why you breathe.
Yep.
That's awesome, man. That's very...
Congratulations.
Very fucking cool. What's your daughter's name?
Kaylee.
Kaylee.
Yeah.
Kick-ass. Little cult Kaylee. That's excellent. Well, right on, man. Celebrations for you and everybody in cult in the MRSC here. You got married, so send your congratulations to the guy. That's fucking awesome. And that's exactly what it takes is we need good people to be involved in society. I mean, the only way society is going to get any better is for fucking guys like us to sit there and become involved with it and to do things that are better. Guys like
Hellbound
spawn.
Hellbound's asking, what are all these clans and stuff? So we're going to play that at the end of the show.
Yeah, we are.
What it's all about.
What it's all about?
You know, that informational MP3. That right. We played at the beginning of the show.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll be doing that.
Sean's stunned.
Also, people, I'm like,
we're going to let you go.
Okay.
So thanks for phoning in.
Say what the hell.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right, that's the last call.
I'm imagining this cute little pastel cult t-shirt for little Kaylee.
Pastel
cult.
Baby tea cult t-shirt.
And the thing is, though,
diapers with the cult logo symbol on them, and when it gets wet, they disappear.
No, I was just thinking. I was thinking how most of the cult symbols look like. You know, when they basically, you know, on the outside, they kind of look like this Rorschach thing. I figure when you open them up, they look like that too.
The truth of the matter is that all these fucking guys, like, if once I get talking with Skip here. Once I get talking with Skip here, we set a deadline. I think we're going to finally have a chance to have all of Cult Ally,
mm-hmm.
and we'll all band together behind Skip,
yeah.
and he's going to be able to walk pretty fucking tall at that conference.
Oh yeah,
who are you? I'm this hacker guy. Yeah, that's great. That's really good.
Remember, when the FBI raids it, that is the signal for the downfall of America, okay?
But the truth of the matter, like, that's going to be huge. Hopefully we'll be able to have our domain up by then.
Yeah.
And if we don't, I think we may just have to go get one,
mm-hmm.
because time is running out.
Yes.
And we have to mail run on that. But everybody, this is going to be the fucking meat.
Yeah.
Like, this is what it's all about. We've been going strong, and membership is going to explode. And pretty soon we're going to have mirrored sites, and it's just going to blow up. And you'll be able to sit back and go, yeah, motherfucker, I was there. I was one of the core guys.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And
I still think that if the FBI raids the conference, it's the signal.
I'm sorry. You're not in cult. Be quiet.
I know I'm not in cult. You won't let me in cult because I'm too violent for it. They wouldn't let me.
You're a Luddite. That's why you're not in cult. You don't own a goddamn computer.
How are you supposed to email him, huh?
I have a use for a computer. You can use it to smash an FBI's agent's brains out with.
You know, we should put you in a big glass case and just throw you at it. You're in cult. You're ammo. Give you two shovels and let you go. There you go.
Oh, done.
So, yeah. If you still can't get streams here, just type in IP, because Mr. Echo did this little script, and you type in IP, and it gives you all the IP addresses for all the different streams.
Echo slash,
isn't that awesome?
Eh?
Yeah, Mr.
Echo's
Echo is
fucking bomb,
king
man.
Of IRC for
you
us.
You know, cult would be nothing without the members, and that's one thing.
That's right. That's what makes it.
And that's one thing that we'd like to make really, really clear. There's a lot of joking, and a lot of people going to go, yeah, Sean Cage is fucking man. I am not the fucking king of this organization. Everybody is equal in this. I'm just the guy who started it. It doesn't mean I'm the high priest of fucking harmful matter or nothing like that. It just means that I'm the guy who started
it. I'm
going to
get you a little fucking moo-moo in one of those funny fucking pulp hats.
It's true, man. It's true. Everybody, and Skip is just as fucking into it as I am. Smokehouse is just as important as I am. Everybody's just as important as everybody else. That's why we voted down ranks. That's why all this shit is going straight for the... So everybody stands behind everybody else. It's the group. It's the union. It's the cult. That's the concept.
The whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow, you're so smart.
He doesn't speak much.
I read books and stuff.
Oh,
that's damn. Who let the literate in the room?
You know what? You know what?
Time to go. Let's read off the IRC. It's lots of fun. That's why we
IRC.
Let's
see. We got Gargoyle Sim, Gargoyle Mr. Echo, the fucking ops god, the man with the axe at the gate, Bob X, Cenobite Skip. Good job, Echo, by the way, tonight. Cenobite Skip, Emperor Chang, Gargoyle Josh K, Gargoyle Mr. Echo twice. Weird.
No,
he's got ops, right? Yeah. Hellbound, Hoongan Enki, we'll be talking.
Hi, Enki.
Hungan Midget, good to see you, man. Haven't seen you in a while.
How you been, Midget?
Kendra Plang, something. Killaroo, Knothead, MW Radio, Nomad 316, Nomad Buck X, Nomad Fourier, Nomad Romulus, Omni-Anime,
Ominous Animus.
Okay,
Ominous Animus.
Playboy Bunny, Polymorpher, Prophet Nixter, love that Nixter, Prophet Rancid Girl, Prophet Scribe, Prophet Smokehouse, Prophet Zerstor, and Vampire Asmodee.
And by the way, if my girlfriend Tracy is listening in, I'm just making all of this stuff up, honey. Hi, laugh with me. Damn.
And there's the big whip on the Daxter.
Busted.
Daxter's getting a collar.
So we're going to play the... Well, we're going to say goodbye, actually.
We're going to go around the room and say goodbye.
This is goodbye from Sumerian.
This is goodbye from your old Uncle Dak.
This is bye from Girl on the Left.
This is goodbye from 200% Sexy Project.
Too sexy.
Too sexy!
And goodbye from me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying stay hard, stay true, and keep your ass down.
See you in 6 days and 22 hours.
Right.
Bye. Tell your friends, tell your enemies.
Tell people you don't know.
And it's in the fucking mail.
You betcha. Here we are, Hacker 2K. And this is all about cult. Here you go, all the information you need.
You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see.
Fuck,
you know what?
That.
I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now! I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, flesh trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves, never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got together, actually got organized? That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away having all your rights realized to be gone and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cults, you want to get involved, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get...
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.